typically conscious and unconscious. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week at 303-733-4140.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
The Sears Tower, a terror target.
The FBI arresting 7 people in South Florida.
Bank records under government scrutiny.
It really is a violation of our privacy.
A dog's day at the office.
We found it to be wonderful.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. It's a terrorist plot foiled, says the FBI. 7 arrests in Miami, members of what authorities say was a homegrown group with plans to bomb the Sears Tower in Chicago and buildings in other cities. This neighbor says the men were secretive.
The whole head wrapped up, just the eyes showing. And like they standing guard, one here, one there. Like soldiers.
More from CBS News correspondent Jim Acosta.
The 7 lived in a warehouse in Miami's Liberty City neighborhood and described themselves to residents as Muslims. FBI agents raided that warehouse last night after the men in their late teens and 20s talked about attacking federal buildings in Miami and the Sears Tower in Chicago, the nation's tallest skyscraper.
I'm Dan Revive in Washington. According to a government source, someone snitched, telling federal authorities about this gang's plans. Then when the suspects tried to get in touch with Al-Qaeda, apparently to get support or some coordination, they were really talking with an informant for the FBI. No information yet as to why the FBI decided now to arrest them.
Well, in the Windy City, this man is taking it in stride.
It doesn't really scare you anymore, because if it scares you, you really wouldn't leave the house.
We should learn more on the alleged plot when authorities hold news conferences in Washington and Miami a little later this morning. The government is on a collision course with privacy advocates again over another clandestine counterterrorism program that sifts not telephone but financial data. We're live with CBS's Peter King.
The Bush administration started the post 9/11 program to track suspected terrorists moving money in and out of the country. UCLA professor Michael Intrilligator has written about the economics of terrorism.
I do applaud the potential value of it in cutting down on terrorist resources. I think that's all to the good, but it should be done in a framework that would protect privacy rights through a legal system, through a court.
Privacy advocates are concerned that people's rights are being violated, but the government insists it only wants terror suspects verified by an outside audit. Reporting live, Peter King, CBS News.
In the Pacific, off Hawaii.
3, 2, 1.
A test of the U.S. missile defense system. And success, says Missile Defense Agency spokesman Chris Taylor.
Target was intercepted approximately 100 miles above the Pacific Ocean and 250 miles northwest of the island of Kauai.
The government says the test was planned long before North Korea announced its intentions to test fire a missile capable of reaching the western U.S. A day of upheaval in Iraq, prompting the prime minister to declare a state of emergency and slap on a curfew after insurgents threw up roadblocks in Baghdad and began firing on U.S. and Iraqi troops. CBS News reporter Phil Itner.
The Iraqi National Guard was called in to separate the two communities, and the violence further escalated. We can now see Apache helicopters flying over the city.
At least 34 people have been killed around Iraq today. The U.S. military says a Marine has been killed in combat, and a soldier died earlier this week in a non-combat incident in Anbar province. Alyssa, drug researchers have found that may enhance more than a man's performance in the bedroom. CBS News correspondent Jim Shenevy joins us live to explain.
Well, we all know what Viagra is for.
Hey, Doc, I think I might have ED.
But could it also help athletes perform better at high altitudes? California researchers had volunteers ride stationary bikes while breathing simulated high-altitude reduced oxygen air. After taking Viagra, these same volunteers improved their times by an average of 39%. It's brought interest from the Pentagon for possible use by troops. Reporting live, Jim Shemeby, CBS News.
Red faces at the Federal Trade Commission, the agency that's supposed to fight identity theft. 2 laptops have been stolen containing data on people being investigated for possible fraud and ID theft. It's 4 minutes past the hour.
This hour brought to you by John Lang Homes. Visit johnlanghomes.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Firefighters battling the Mato Vega wildfire in southern Colorado are making more progress now. Crews have gained 30% containment of that blaze, which has burned almost 12,000 acres near La Vida Pass. Highway 160 does remain closed through the area where Fire Information Officer Lewis Haynes says they're concentrating their efforts.
Focusing on that 160 for a couple of reasons. The fire is closer to the subdivision across 160, and also to get that route open for the public.
More than 300 firefighters from five states are battling the fire, which has forced the evacuation of 270 homes. No structures have been lost. The governor has signed an order to free up $3 million in state funding to fight that fire.
Finally, I've instructed the Colorado National Guard under the direction of Major General Mason Whitney to ready all available aircraft that are equipped to fight wildfires. These include four helicopters, one Black Hawk, three Hueys.
The governor toured the blaze yesterday. He also declared a statewide fire ban on open burning and fireworks. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Well, as you leave the house this morning, not much in your way at all. In fact, I-25, I-70, as well as 225, still traveling at speeds on the high side. 60s and 70s can be reported across the entire city. Now, overnight, we did have a full closure of southbound I-25 right at Santa Fe, with that alternate route taking you all the way down to Hampton to get back on the highway. But the good news is, all cones have now been lifted and all lanes of the highway are now reopened. Today's forecast calls for high...
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-332-4694 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-332-4694. That's 1-800-332-4694.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just a buck a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from eight radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks. glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details, and they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318. Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Listen, we're fighting them over there. The sophomoric idea that we're fighting them over there so we don't have to fight them here isn't exactly coming true now, is it? I really don't think it is. All right, let's get to the phones, and it's good to have you along here this morning, and we'll start with Matt in the Longmont. Matt, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hi, Matt, how are you?
Good. It's about the best time of the day, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It really is nice outside, isn't it?
Yeah, I love it. Hey, I wanted to talk a little bit about John Kerry's thing yesterday that went down in a blaze of a flaming pile.
Yeah, it did.
You know, I have to say, if he had proposed instead to when, let's talk about, we want a timetable for when the Iraqis were going to step up, rather than for when we were going to leave, I think that change would have changed the whole debate. I mean, how can you argue against anybody who says, I want a timetable for when the Iraqis are going to take over?
Well, I think you make a really good point. I think that's really hard to argue against. I also think that, you know, at some point we've got to stop wet nursing the Iraqis, and we've got to force them to take over. But look at the situation yesterday. 500 workers were kidnapped at one time in the Sunni Triangle. There was, at the top of the hour, the CBS News had it this morning, there was mass violence in Baghdad today with insurgents setting up roadblocks and firing on our troops and firing on Iraqi troops. Things on the ground there are just not getting any better. The Republicans, you know, play around like it is, and they play around like it's some moral commitment that we have to see through, when I maintain that it's immoral to lie to the American people, and that it's immoral to put our men and women in a situation in which they're caught in a sectarian war. So,
of course. Totally.
I agree with you. I think if Kerry had changed the language, he might have had an easier time, but there are still those Democrats who defected on him nevertheless. How do you explain that?
Well, you know, those, once again, it's like the way it was proposed, it was like the surrender try. You know, he wanted to make set dates for when we're going to withdraw. And once again, that's framing the whole debate. If he's, imagine John Kerry standing up and pounding his fist on the table saying, when are these Iraqi people going to take over? you know, you can't argue with them on that one. And George Bush would have to stand there and say, you know, stay the course sounds pretty stupid when you're standing there saying, well, when are these people going to take over? You know, I think, you know, John Kerry, I did phone calling for him. I did a little bit here in Longmont to try and, you know, help him out when he was campaigning. And we went to the convention when he launched his campaign, you know, and I was excited about him. And, you know, as time goes by, sometimes I think to myself, man, this guy, he's a blockhead.
He just doesn't. I mean, why now, of all times, why put two competing amendments up there? And I, you know, I think you're onto something. And I think you're onto something in the fact that we need to reframe the debate.
Totally. It's not unpatriotic to ask when Iraq is going to take over. It's not unpatriotic.
No, I don't think it is either. And I'd love to ask some conservative, if there's some conservative listening, although lately I haven't had much luck with conservatives who have called in.
That call the other day, I heard that one live as it was happening, and that had to be the funniest thing I've heard in months.
I'm telling you. But, you know, I'd like to ask him, would you have any trouble with the United States going on record as asking when will the Iraqis stand up?
Right. If we can train a soldier in 6 months and get him over there, how come it's been 3 years and they don't have anybody that can take over?
Well, I'll tell you what. One of the problems is that the whole system over there is totally and completely corrupt and riddled with corruption, and you've got these militias running around, these armed militias that are involved in the police department and also in the armed forces. How do you think these guys show up in these army uniforms, pull Saddam Hussein's defense attorney out in the middle of the night, shoot him, and then ride around in a pickup truck, driving around the streets of Baghdad, yelling, "This is the man who was defending Saddam Hussein." I mean, they look official because they've got connections to the army. I mean, the whole thing is got problems from beginning to end. And then there's also this thing going on where this was in the Times of London, which is been in the Washington Post, but it's kind of not really been discussed too widely. The Iraqi government is going to announce a sweeping peace plan as early as this Sunday in a last-ditch effort to end the Sunni insurgency that has taken the country to the brink of civil war. Now listen to this. The 28-point package for national reconciliation, will offer Iraqi resistance groups inclusion in the political process and an amnesty for their prisoners if they renounce violence and lay down their arms. Now many of these guys are guys that killed Americans.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I wonder how the Republican Party and the Bush administration feels about that. That's morally wrong.
Well, trying to apply moral standards to this administration.
I think it's something that we must do. I think it's something we need to start to do. We need to start to couch this stuff in terms of what's morally right and what's morally wrong, because I think deep down inside, I think most of us are moral values voters, and I think most of us do look at things from a moral perspective of what's morally right and what's morally wrong. And I don't see how you give amnesty to people who have tried to kill our soldiers or have been successful in doing it.
Exactly. And, you know, once again, it comes to framing the debate. You know, this isn't talked about. All that was talked about yesterday is how, how John Kerry is coming up with a plan for us to cut and run.
Yeah, well, that whole cut and run thing is a diversion from the real.
Oh, exactly.
You know,
yeah.
We should turn that right back around and go, no, it's your, you know what, no. Let's have a discussion about the Bush administration's massive failure in Iraq, the massive failure of the plan that's cost 2,500 some odd lives so far and still counting. You know, that's what we ought to be talking about. Don't start with this cut and run business. Let's talk about the failure of the process that's gotten us to this point. Hey, Matt, thank you, man. Good Friday morning to you.
Yeah. Happy Friday to you.
All right, we'll talk to you.
Later, Jay.
Okay, you got it. Four lines open at 303-713-7600 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Maybe it doesn't hit a raw nerve with you, but it hits a raw nerve with me about giving amnesty to these insurgents who have taken shots at our troops and have also killed many of them. And I just don't. There's something morally wrong about that. And I don't know how the administration is going to excuse that away. I wonder how they're going to explain that to the American people. It's 6:19, 19 minutes after 6. I got four lines open. It's open phones. Hey, it's Friday, and we can talk about anything you want to talk about here at 303-713-7600. And it is indeed, truly, the hour of no frickin' power.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
Coors Light Live welcomes VH1 Classic presents Poison, the hottest rock concert of the summer. Poison, 20th Anniversary World Tour. Red Michaels, Bobby Dahl, CeCe DeVille, Ricky Rice. And joining the party, Cinderella, July 16th at Coors Amphitheater. Poison, bringing the biggest show on the road this summer. 20 years of hits.
This is Brett Michaels personally inviting you to the party.
Poison with Cinderella. Special guest, Rock's new Bad Boys and Denver After. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster locations or HOV.com. Log on to PoisonWeb.com and BrettMichaels.com for more. Pick up their brand new CD, 20 Years of Rock, in stores now. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Club Opinion. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You know, man, we'll never have an administration as corrupt as this administration, and we're going to change this country forever, and we're never going to have this stuff going on, I promise you.
Yeah.
Here, pass that to me, man. I agree 100%. Then here we are, 34, 40 years later, stuck with a worse administration, with a worse frickin' situation. 6:23, 23 minutes after 6, high today, 85, mostly sunny. J. Marvin along with you here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. By the way, it's Take Your Dog to Work Day. Did you know that? It is. Okay, Turk, don't give me this weird look. It's Take Your Dog to Work Day, but I wouldn't bring Coco in here for a couple of reasons. Number one, because she wouldn't behave, and number two, because she'd probably have a submissive bathroom moment, because she suffers from that occasionally.
I didn't even know there was a Take Your Dog to Work Day.
There is. It's today.
Well, I know our company has a policy where you can't bring dogs in, period. I mean, what if you're allergic to dogs?
Well, I mean, a lot of people worry about that kind of stuff. But it's supposed to be Take Your Dog to Work Day today.
So it's a very unproductive day for these people taking their dogs to work, I imagine.
Well, we value the dog in human society. I know I value my dog more than I do some people I know. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Well, it's true, though. I mean, you know what? You can have the worst day in the world, and you've heard this. This is an old story, but you can have the worst day in the world, and things can be terrible. And when you get home, I mean, man, you know, you're a Welsh Corgi. I mean, Coco just loves you. So does Jackson, the min pin. I mean, they're just happy to have you in the house after the whole world's kicked you in the rear. That's what's so great about dogs. All right, let's go back to the phones, and we go to Danny in Denver. Danny, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Danny.
How you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, you know, when I was going through my toughest times, you know, in my life, you're right, my dog was there when I came home late at night.
That's right.
You know, to be there, but, you know, I wouldn't do him the disservice of taking him to work, that's for sure.
You wouldn't expose him to your job.
Exactly.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, but anyway, you know, I was calling, you know, about the amnesty thing, and, you know I don't have the answer, but, you know, I don't see what the Iraqis, not even, you know, putting Americans in the equation, but if they have to get their country together, I don't see any other way that they can bring everything together, unless they do, you know, offer amnesty to reconcile, you know, reconciliation for all combatants, those, you know, for and against Americans. And it kind of reminds me of this guy I heard call some show. I don't know if it was yours or he has or whoever, but he was talking about liberals, and he was an ex-Marine, and he was like, you know, what are liberals, you don't want to do? And they, and the guy asked him, well, what do you want to do? He said, well, you know, we just go over there, we just kill them all. You know, we just kill all the, you know, the Arabs who are terrorists, you know, not just, you know, the good people, but the terrorists. And to me, it's like, well, that's a never-ending battle. And so to not give amnesty, and you're going to prosecute or try to get everybody that shot at an American or possibly hurt an American, then there would never be any reconciliation.
I don't think there will. I don't think that's true. I mean, I think there are those that are being held for murder should be tried for murder. I think there are those that have shot American soldiers, you just can't let them walk. I think there are those that are involved in the insurgency who haven't done that kind of stuff, who can be granted amnesty simply because they have membership. And you can have a reconciliation commission, which they ought to appoint, to try to get all the sides together and work all of this out. But I don't think that you can turn around and say to somebody, I mean, because look at it this way. How do you go to the parents of somebody's kid who lost their life in that country and say, well, you know, the person who did this or the people involved in it are going to walk free?
Well, you know,
whether being there is right or wrong, if the United States government won't in any way, shape, or form stand up behind its soldiers and back up its citizens, then what good are we?
Well, you know, this whole process supposedly was to go over there into, Iraqi freedom. And if Iraqi freedom is going to come through the reconciliation of bringing all the Iraqi people together, then I would think, just like in any other war that we've had that we committed our troops to freedom for, you're going to have to make that sacrifice as parents if they believe in the cause. And, I mean, I don't have a child over there, so I can't really say, but I'm looking at what history has brought. You know, look at the Civil War. I mean, my God. You know, we were fighting against...
Once again, I'm not against amnesty. I'm not against blanket amnesty. I'm not against having a reconciliation commission, which is what they ought to have. I'm surprised nobody's, you know, even proposed it, to have some kind of reconciliation commission to get together so the Sunnis, the Kurds, and the Shia get together and try to, you know, heal wounds and fix it so that everybody has a part of the country, even though they claim that this is a reconciliation government. But if you've got people behind bars for killing American soldiers, are we just advocating letting them be just let go free?
Well,
maybe I'm off the beam. Maybe I'm totally and completely wrong.
Well, I think they'd have to look at it. Now, those who have committed atrocities, there are some things that I would feel would be totally unacceptable. You know?
Yeah, like how about the last two soldiers, Menchaca and the other guy who were mutilated? Would you let those people off?
Right. I mean, something like that. I mean, I think you'd have to look at those type of things a little different than, you know, say an Iraqi who felt their country was being invaded. And, I mean, there are atrocities, you know, within war that is unacceptable regardless of, you know, it being wartime.
And here's something else. Before I go to the traffic, let me leave you with this and see what you say. And the last comment's yours. If we're going to hold our soldiers accountable for things like Haditha and other places for indiscriminate killing of civilians, are we not going to hold the other side responsible as well?
No, I agree. I agree on those particular points. But I think that would have to be worked out. But just to say no amnesty, I don't think we should go down that road. I think we have to look at it a little broader than that. I mean, if they're going to bring their country together and so we can get out, most definitely that's going to have to be in the equation. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know what? On that part, you and I are totally in agreement. Danny, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, take care.
Right,
it's 6:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Time to take our first look at progressive traffic with the one and only Amelia Earhart. It's bring your dog to work day. Did you bring your dog to work?
I don't have a dog.
You don't have a dog? Why don't you have a dog?
I want one, but...
What kind of dog do you want?
Probably a golden retriever.
Why a golden? You should get a Welsh Corgi.
No way. No, I think just...
Well, what do you mean, no way?
Well,
Welsh Corgis are great.
I just want, like, a big dog that I can, you know, take on hikes and wrestle with and, you know, just a big dog.
Well, what can I say?
Nothing. It's too early.
What can I say? You don't know what you're missing. Welsh Corgis are the best dogs there are.
I'm sure they're wonderful.
They are wonderful.
Is that what you have?
Yes.
What's its name?
Coco.
Coco eats Purina, right?
Yep. And it's healthy.
I'd heard that before.
And Coco's healthy, too.
That's great.
And Coco's a lot of fun.
Is Coco going on vacation?
No, Coco's not going.
Coco's going to jail for a week.
Coco's not going to this time around. But when I retire, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to open up a corgi farm.
Really?
A corgi ranch.
Well, that
yeah.
sounds great. I didn't know you were so passionate about dogs.
I'm passionate about corgis. I want to have at least 30 or 40 corgis.
Wow. A whole herd of them.
Wouldn't it be great?
Yeah.
To have 30 or 40 corgis?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you just love that?
Well, I just love dogs in general. I guess the only reason I said I wouldn't want one is because I don't know anything about the breed, so I'll have to look them up.
Okay, look up the breed because you really like them.
Okay.
They're great. Okay, it's Friday morning. It's a nice morning outside. And how does the traffic stack up there?
Well, luckily, it's equally as nice. Really no problems out here this morning. We do have some hazy driving conditions for eastbounders, especially around Hampton along I-25. And for eastbounders, that sun glare is just about to burn off. But outside of that, we are looking at some heavy jamming. Eastbound lanes of I-270 are thick from I-76 to Vasquez. Also, eastbound 6th Avenue is now heavy from Federal over to I-25. Now, along I-70, mostly due to sun glare, eastbounders are now jamming between I-25 and Brighton Boulevard. But outside of that, we're off to a great start. Today's forecast...
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul,
I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-422-1482. Again, that's 1-800-422-1482. 1-800-422-1482.
1-800-561-CASH to find a check and go near you. Or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Ooh, little animals. Thank you. Very nice. 635.
In this studio part of the city.
25-4-7.
When the sun
high day 85, mostly sunny. And it's open phones on this Friday, 303-713-7600. I got one line open, and it's whatever you want to talk about during the hour of absolutely no power. Nice-looking morning out, though, this morning. You know, a good thing about this time of the morning is it's really beautiful to be up this time of the morning, but it's a real pain in the you-know-what to get up to face it. What are you laughing about, John? It is.
Yeah, the 4 to 5 hour isn't as much fun as the, you know, the 5 to 7, 6 to 7.
Yeah, when it's dark outside, it's hard to get up when it's dark outside and convince yourself that it's going to be another beautiful morning in Colorado. But then when you see it like it is now with the sun rising and you see it outside, you realize what a great place it is and how beautiful it is. All right, let's go back to the phones. We've got a Craig in Littleton. Craig, you're on AM 760. Good morning. There you go. I got you on, I think. You there, Craig?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Hey, I'm just trying to follow your logic here for a minute. How is it that if we send 180,000 troops into another country, and a portion of that country fights back, whatever you want to call them, insurgents or whatever, and kills American troops, that's immoral. But the fact that we invaded and killed a large number of Iraqi civilians at the same time probably is not immoral.
I never said that. I never said that killing a large amount of the Iraqi troops wasn't immoral. As a matter of fact, I said if we're going to hold our troops to the same standards.
Well, we don't hold our troops to the same standards.
Well, we're trying to. We're doing it in Haditha. We're doing it in other cases. I mean, there have been a lot of Iraqi civilians killed, no question about it, and it's wrong. It's totally and completely wrong. As a matter of fact, the last count I saw, it could be up to as many as 80 to 85,000, which is absolutely wrong. But on the other hand, you know what? What good are we if we don't stand behind and support the soldiers and the people that we send, into combat? I mean, what do you say to the parents who lose a soldier over there that you're just going to let the person or the people responsible go? You're just going to let them walk?
Yeah, but if you look at any other war that's ever happened, in World War II, World War I, soldiers die on both sides. I mean, when you become a soldier and you get sent into a war, there's a possibility that you're going to get killed. There's never throughout history been an instance where the soldiers on the other side were convicted of murder because they fought back in a war, or they were accused of being immoral because they fought for their country.
Well, I still don't think, I still don't think that it's right that you turn around and give amnesty to people who tried to kill American soldiers, particularly in the face. Can I finish here for a second? Particularly in the face of the fact that there was some kind of democratic process there that they could have participated in.
Well, I understand that, but if you assume that this is a war, which the Bush administration and everyone else calls it,
I assume it's a civil war.
Well, whatever. So, in a war, don't both sides try to kill each other, and that's not necessarily considered immoral by some people if it's a war?
Depends on how it's done. Do you consider it moral what happened to the lad? Do you consider it moral what happened to Menchaca and the other guy, the two bodies that were found that they were mutilated? Do you consider that to be moral?
Well, Absolutely not, but I don't consider it moral that we take insurgents prisoners and torture them in Guantanamo.
I don't either.
I don't consider it moral that
I'm not sticking up
pilot
I'm not sticking
a bomb on a farmhouse and kills 14 kids and two women and maybe an insurgent or two.
I'm not sticking up for that.
But I'm saying, you know something,
you can't apply, for instance, the Geneva Conventions, and you can't apply apply standards to war to only one side. You have to apply it to both.
Exactly.
If you're going to hold our people responsible, which we're trying to do, and which we you've now got all these Marines and one Navy corpsman who are going to stand trial, then you know what? Why do the Iraqis get to walk away?
Because the Iraqis are shooting back at soldiers that we invaded their country with.
But it still doesn't justify the act of going out and shooting people when you're in a situation where you could have participated in a democratic process, whether we should be there or not. And I'm not excusing anything that this country has done. And I think that the waterboarding, I think that the Guantanamo situation, I think that all of those things are immoral. I think they're wrong. I think that somebody in the administration should have to pay for those things. I think they're a blight against the country, and I think that they're a blight against human rights. And they're totally and completely wrong. But I also think that people who go around and mutilate other people and hang them, and burn their bodies and things like that, I think those are wrong. Those people are wrong, too.
Well, I don't disagree with that, but I think the majority of people that they're offering amnesty to over there are simply insurgents. And what they've said is if you've shot and killed an American soldier as part of this war invasion, then they're going to offer amnesty to those people.
Well, you see, we don't know
because
that.
They're fighting back in a war.
Well, we don't know that, and we're going to have to work it out. And that's why you're going to have some kind of reconciliation council to go through and figure those things out and to figure out who did what and who did what to whom, not only to our people, but also to what Shia did to what Sunni and what Sunni did to what Shia and what Kurd was involved. You're going to have some kind of reconciliation situation. If you don't have some kind of reconciliation situation, and if you don't have some kind of way of figuring it out, then what's going to end up happening is you'll never unravel the mess. Whether we're there or we're not there, you're never going to get the mess unraveled.
I'll let you go. I just think it's odd that if the insurgents shoot back and kill Americans, that you mentioned earlier in your show that was immoral, when all they're doing is defending a country.
Well, you know what?
Because
I don't think it's odd at all. Because I think that it depends on how it's done, and I think that it depends on who's done what. And I don't think it's odd at all to and I think it's very, very odd, and I think it's very, very immoral and wrong to turn around and just say, okay, there's blanket amnesty, and we don't care what you've done. So in other words, if you've cut people's throats, if you've beheaded people, if you've chopped people up, you know, that you can go ahead and walk. But then again, you know what, if you're on the American side and you shot innocent civilians, well, then you're going to have to stand trial. I mean, in other words, if you're going to have rules, you got to have them for everybody, not just for some of the people. And while the insurgents want us out of the country, and they have a good point, and it's not a war, it's an occupation, it still doesn't excuse the violation of human rights on either side. And you can't just blanket let people walk without any kind of an examination.
Well, I'm not sure that's what they're doing, but...
That's what they're talking about doing.
Well, I know they said they'd give amnesty, but I think that what they're saying is that soldiers that, or insurgents, whatever you want to call them, that are locked up, that happen to have killed Americans as part of the fight, I mean, why shouldn't they have amnesty?
Kill is a broad term. I mean, kill is a broad term.
Exactly.
How did they kill them? Did they mutilate them? Did they drag their bodies through the streets? Did they cut off the hands? Did they cut off their heads?
Was there an F-16 pilot that dropped a bomb on a school?
Well, are you talking about No, I don't think that's right either. But are you talking about the Zerkali? Are you talking about the Zerkali incident, or are you talking about just random?
I'm just saying that you're in a war, and it's not necessarily immoral for the other side to shoot back and kill Americans when we're the one that invaded their country in the first place.
No, but the case you're making, though, is to take any kind of Geneva Conventions and any kind of human rights and throw them out the door, and that's the same case the administration has made time and time again. I don't think I'd want to be in bed with Alberto Gonzalez.
No, I don't think I'm making that case. I'm just saying...
Well, I think you are.
It seems reasonable to me that they would offer amnesty to people who have fought in this war.
Depending on what they did.
Just like every American soldier that comes home, or the vast majority who have killed Iraqi insurgents, they're not going to be prosecuted because they killed them in the act of a war.
Depends on how it went down. Depends on what went on. Depends if they shot somebody innocently or not. Depends on whether they get caught or not. Those Marines, those Marines and that corpsman that are standing trial, they're not coming home with blanket amnesty.
Oh, I understand that.
I mean, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying anything less or anything more. I'm saying that you just can't give blanket amnesty, that you have to look at it case by case, and that it's going to take a while to work through all of this. But you have to see who did what, because you can't give blanket amnesty, because you have to have some standards. Without some standards, even in warfare, without some standards, then we are reduced to totally and completely to being animals. And it is not fair to sit and have it for one side and not the other. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right?
All right, man.
Okay, have a good day. It's 6:44, 16 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. And more of your calls coming up. One line open at 303-713-7600.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
The bigger buildups are now underway across the highway commute. First, taking a look at southbound 25. We're now looking at jamming up on the north end between 104th and 84th Avenue as you make your way southbound. That also includes that stretch between I-70 and Spear. Now, eastbounders in Commerce City are definitely jamming up along 270, right between I-76 and Vasquez. And the eastbound route of 6th Avenue between Federal and I-25 is especially heavy this morning as well. Now, as you make your way along eastbound I-70, we do have sun glare this morning, and we are looking at jams between 25 and Brighton Boulevard. We also have hazy conditions along the southwest side of town this morning. Today's forecast calls for highs in the mid-80s, and currently we're at 58 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
AM 760.
From Jay Marvin in the morning to Ed Schultz and Randy Rhodes in the afternoon, this is Al Franken. Join me every day 10 to 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Why? Well, because Rush is a dummy.
Hello, this is Ronnie from All American Vogue. I want to take this time to salute the American labor unions and the labor movement, because without them, America still might have a 6 or 7 day work week. These are the people that helped to give us the weekend, and they deserve our appreciation. All American Vogue has gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week at 303-733-4140.
Do you want to know how to extend your life and improve the health of your heart? Just ask an Icelander. We live longer than anyone else in the world and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease and stroke. For centuries, we've relied on omega-3 from the clean, cold, unpolluted waters of Iceland. Now we'd like to share our secret with you by sending you a free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3. Our pharmaceutical-grade omega-3s have twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Iceland Health omega-3 can help you experience better sleep, memory, and skin, even relief from joint pain.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I tell you what, I get up in the morning, I'm moving. No more stiffness, you know, just going.
Find out how to get your free bottle of omega-3 and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-400-4194. For your free bottle, call 1-800-400-4194. 1-800-400-4194.
If you've been meaning to refinance but haven't found the time, you're in luck. Now, at LendingTree, you can get up to 4 customized offers in minutes just by calling 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. See website or call for licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
The Army National Guard.
My name is Robert Elliott. I joined the Guard on my 17th birthday. I'm actually going to be one of the first grandkids in my family to go to college. The Guard's paying for my college and my books. The time I served in the Guard taught me a lot. It's also enabling me to make my life better by paying for college, teaching me the life's lessons that I just wouldn't have received. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, this is Dave Logan for Regency Bristol Windows. Cut your energy bill by 47% guaranteed. And with every 2 windows you buy, get 1 window free. Call Regency at 303-233-0833.
Back to a guy that'll arm wrestle Carl Rove anytime, any place. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
5-1.
Oh,
baby.
Darn.
1-5.
Yeah.
No one here yet.
Out alive.
Now,
good stuff.
You give yours, baby.
6:48. 48 minutes. minutes past the hour, high today 85, mostly sunny. Open phones, two lines open during the hour of no power at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jeff in Westminster. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, top of the morning to you.
How are you, Jeff?
I'm very well. Hey, that last guy that called, he kind of had my same point. You know, we would both agree that this is an illegal occupation of a country, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I would agree that it's an occupation, without a doubt.
And so why wouldn't you give people that killed occupiers of their country amnesty and put the responsibility where it should be, which is with this administration?
Well, I think the responsibility does lie with this administration, but I think it also lies, too, with those people, with the insurgents as well, depending on how they committed murder and how they shot U.S. troops or how they conducted themselves. I mean, I'll give you the example that I gave him, which is the last two of our people that they found, Kinshaka, and I can't remember the other guy's name, where the bodies were badly mutilated. I mean, would you let those people off?
Well, you know, under that premise, yes, I would, because dead is dead. And if you go to Iraq body count, I mean, I haven't been there in a year, and a year ago it was over 150,000 dead civilians in Iraq.
I have it here.
And Iraqi body count?
Yeah, I do. I've got to find it, though. But I've got it.
And, you know, this is an illegal, this thing is out of hand. And the only way to stop something that's out of hand is stop it. Just stop it. I mean, it's total madness. Paul Wolfowitz, I mean, you know, you talk about a democratic process. You had L. Paul Bremer go in there and write a 3,000-page constitution. What? 3,000-page constitution? That in itself is not a democratic process. I mean, the guy used to work for an insurance company and wrote a constitution that you can't even read.
Okay, estimated Iraqi, last time, estimated Iraqi killed civilians between 44 and 89,000. I'm not going to dispute what you're saying about L. Paul Bremer. I'm not going to dispute what you're saying about the administration. And I'm not going to dispute what you're saying about how the only way to put a stop to it is to put a stop to it. I mean, we got to get out. There's no question about it. And there should, but as I said in the beginning of the hour, there should be some kind of reconciliation commission to try to get these people to sit down and to figure out who did what and to try to get them to live together. But they're never going to do that. They're never going to sit down and agree to that. They're never going to sit down and agree to anything else as long as we're there. Not only because we irritate the situation, because 85% of the Iraqis want us out, but also because we act as a wet nurse to them, to the Iraqi government. The Iraqi government is never forced to have to do anything on its own as long as the United States is there to back them up. We can't continue to keep doing this forever and a day. We can't afford to do it not only because of the amount of loss of people, but we also can't afford to do it for the amount of money that we're spending. We just can't. We can't continue down this course. It's futile. And when you don't make a course correction, it has nothing to do about cut and run. When you don't make a course correction, and what you end up doing is you end up doing the same thing over and over again, looking for an answer, that's a sign of insanity.
Yes, it is. But see, you're still working with the premise that it's an actual democratic government over there and not a puppet government.
No, I don't know that it's. I don't know that it is or that it isn't, but I know this. Here's what I do know.
Your statement was that, you know, that the government that's in place needs to get their act together and stand up for themselves. And you had L. Paul Bremer put together a government.
But the government that's there now has nothing to do with L. Paul Bremer.
It's illegitimate.
We don't know that it's illegitimate. Wait a minute. Hold it a second.
Okay,
They turned out and voted for it. That's number one. And number two, look, suppose they wake up tomorrow and they want a church state. Maybe they want a church state, okay?
Right.
You know what? Who are we to say you can't have one? And the thing that was different about the Marshall Plan and about World War II was we worked with plenty of governments in which we didn't exactly agree with the structure of the government that they set up. We didn't like the socialist parties in Europe. But we didn't go in there and we didn't try to rewrite the situation for them. What we did was we aided them in reconstruction and stabilization. Here, we're trying to rewrite the situation for them. You can't rewrite the situation for them. They have to write the situation themselves.
Right.
This government has got to get its act together and has got to work the situation out itself.
Right, and that is the premise that you hit exactly what I was just talking about. It's not their government. It's the government that we set up for them. It is not the Iraqi government. It is a regime that was set up by America. It's not their government. I cannot go with the premise that the Iraqi government is legitimate in an illegal occupation.
Then what do you want to do? Do you want to hold elections again? What do you want to do? Do you want to just forget it and turn your back on it? I mean, my point is that we need to get out, and the only way to get out is to force the current government and to force the current structure to stand up for itself. And we have to stop aiding them and stop abetting them, and they have to work it out themselves. We can't work it out for them. We've given them the framework to do it. Now they'll either run with our framework or they'll change it. But the thing is we can't sit there every single day and continue to keep propping them up and continue to keep losing men and women over there. We just can't keep doing it, and we can't keep spending the money.
You're right about that. We need to hold the people responsible for this, responsible for it, and they're sitting right here in our country.
Well, listen, we're going to hold them responsible for it hopefully in November. I mean, hopefully people in November...
We're going down a bad road if we don't, aren't we?
Well, I think we're going down the wrong road. I think we're on the wrong road now. And I think that we have to hold people responsible in November. But I don't think that you can circling back to the beginning of the conversation, I don't think that with what has gone on over there and with the brutality that has gone on over there, I don't think that you can sit there and just get blanket amnesty. I think you got to figure out who did what and figure out who was involved in what. And for those people that went over the line, and for those people that violated, Geneva Conventions, and for those people who violated human norms, they've got to be held accountable. You just can't let them walk.
Right. Well, there hasn't been a Geneva Convention on either side of this, on our side or their side, since this whole thing started.
Well, Alberto Gonzalez is, totally and completely out to lunch, and this administration is totally and completely out to lunch as far as the Geneva Conventions go. And it's just another terrible example of this administration's behavior.
Right, and so you're talking about putting rules now in a situation that had no rules to begin with.
No, I'm talking about that you should press for rules all of the time. Not just because at one moment you don't have them, you should press for them continuously. Because if you don't have them, then what you have is you have men and women acting like animals, and I don't think we want to go down that road.
Which is what we've got already.
Well, I don't want to go down that road. And those Marines that have been accused of killing innocent Iraqi civilians are going to stand trial.
Uh huh. Yeah, and finally, someone's responsible. Unfortunately, it's not the person giving the orders; it's the person taking the orders.
Well, we don't know that in those cases. We don't know that that's not the case. We weren't there, and we didn't see what happened. We'll have to wait for that information to come out at the trial.
Yeah, and that kind of seems to be the norm in America these days with Enron and MCI. And...
Okay, but that's a different situation. That's not the same thing as being stuck in a war zone where you don't know who's your friend and who your friend isn't. And assuming that a group of people who have been charged with crimes are now guilty simply because they've been charged, my point is, let's assume that they're innocent and wait and to see what the military court comes up with. Most military professionals will tell you that they trust the judgment of the court.
Right, and I'm not talking about whether they're guilty or not guilty. I'm talking about just no responsibility whatsoever.
Well,
in this government and in American corporations, and this is American corporations that are occupying that country over there.
You know what? There is responsibility, but it's the wrong kind of responsibility. It's responsibility to themselves. It's a responsibility to themselves and not to the greater good of humanity.
Yeah, that is exactly right. We agree upon that.
All right, Jeff. Thank you, man. Have a good day.
Yep. Have a good Friday.
Okay, man. You too. All right, we'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll check in with Bill Winter, see how his campaign's doing, and take more of your calls at 303-713-7600. It's open phones on Friday, and it's good to have you along.
Do the herbs and Kaito Gold really help you lose weight? Here's an actual customer.
As soon as I started taking them, I stopped gaining weight and started losing weight. I didn't change my diet at all.
And Kaito Gold can help you, too, with fiber to absorb fat, nopal cactus to metabolize sugars, and hoodia to suppress your appetite, plus fat-burning agents and vitamins. I'm Tom Martino with this special for you. Buy three bottles, get three free with free shipping. Call 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
So you're injured and you have medical bills. You can't pay them. You don't have health insurance and there's no MedPay coverage. What do you do? I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. When the no-fault insurance law expired, that changed everything. There's still a way to try to solve this problem, even if you need ongoing treatment for your injuries. At Bell & Pollock, we solve these exact problems for people every day. You don't have to do without. Most people can still get ongoing medical treatment right now with no health insurance and no MedPay. It's tough enough when you're injured. It's hard enough wading through all the rules and regulations by yourself. Don't go it alone. Get the solutions you need. There's a way to legally do it. You can do this. If you have insurance problems, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock, champions of the people. Bell & Pollock are the attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice. Call them at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or find them at troubleshooter.com.
Dan says he's worried.
The problem that we have is not what we know, it's what we don't know. And I do fear another attack.
FBI Director Robert Mueller and Larry King live hours after agents in Miami arrested seven suspects in an alleged terrorist bomb plot. CBS's Jim Acosta in Miami.
The seven lived in a warehouse in Miami's Liberty City neighborhood and described themselves to residents as Muslims. FBI agents raided that warehouse last night after the men in their late teens and 20s talked about attacking federal buildings in Miami and the Sears Tower in Chicago, the nation's tallest skyscraper. What the plotters did not know is that they were revealing their plans to an informant who had infiltrated the group posing as an Al-Qaeda operative.
In Washington, the government is defending a program that looked at financial records to see if terrorists were moving money in or out of the country. CBS News correspondent Joey Chen has that.
Treasury officials maintain the searches are based on terrorism leads, tracking specific suspects and their transactions, and are tightly restricted, not data mining or fishing expeditions. But already there are comparisons to the NSA's electronic eavesdropping program and may also have ensnared the information of thousands of Americans not connected to terrorism in its web.
If you're out in a storm, don't touch that cell phone. Live to CBS's Peter King. Peter, why not?
The same reason you don't want to stand under a tree. You could get zapped, and British doctors say the injuries could be worse than if you were just hit by lightning without the phone. The phone's metal could intensify the jolt, send it through the rest of your body. The British Medical Journal reports one teenager suffered cardiac arrest, ear and brain damage, and is now in a wheelchair. An engineer says the same thing's possible even if you're just carrying a phone in your pocket.
Well, the deluge is over now. Emergency workers are fanning out across Ohio to see how much damage was done by another barrage of powerful storms.
We've never seen anything like this.
Near Wellington, Ohio, a fireman drowned during a rescue. CBS's Cammie McCormick has the latest on that big wildfire near Sedona, Arizona.
Right now, it's the part we have the most concern about.
Not even helicopters dumping water or planes laying retardant are enough to quench the thirst of parched Oak Creek Canyon, where a wildfire continues to burn.
Daytime temperatures are getting close to 100 degrees every day, so that's one of our biggest concerns.
Information Officer Charlie Yankovich says firefighters can only patrol the fire lines here and watch the flames for movement. It will likely take the monsoon rains of July to put this fire out. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Sedona, Arizona.
Out of business, a Southern California ring that allegedly staged traffic accidents to collect on phony insurance claims.
We think this is going to be one of the biggest with many different tentacles.
State Insurance Commissioner John Garamendi says a chiropractor and 22 others are in custody for staging more than 100 collisions that netted about $4 million. S&P futures are down 2 points. This is CBS News.
The latest technology in headache medicine isn't an ingredient. It's a whole. Extra strength Tylenol Rapid Release Gels. The only pain reliever designed with laser-drilled holes to release medicine. Holes that get the medicine out of the pill and into your body faster than ever before. Stop. Think. Tylenol Rapid Release Gels. Take only as directed.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject most guys would rather ignore, erectile dysfunction.
Believe it or not, nearly half of all guys over 40, and some even younger, have ED. If your sex life leaves something to be desired, even part of the time, do something about it. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, talk to your doctor or visit JustAskToday.com.
This hour is brought to you by McStain Homes.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The fate of Colorado's smoking ban will likely be decided this morning in federal court. A coalition of 500 bar owners, bowling alleys, liquor stores, and others filed a lawsuit earlier this month seeking to block the law on grounds that it would violate their constitutional rights. Attorney General John Southers weighed in with his arguments yesterday, saying the coalition was highly unlikely to prove their position and that its members had failed to show that they would suffer irreparable harm under the law. The law is set to take effect a week from tomorrow. A twister touching down in Elbert County.
A funnel cloud touched down in Elbert County, south of the town of Elbert. One unoccupied residence that was under construction was severely damaged.
Sheriff's dispatcher saying the tornado damaged that home around 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon near Painted Horse Circle. Another home in the area suffered some roof damage and trees were toppled. Funnel clouds were also reported near Elizabeth. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Well, we are accident and stall-free this morning as you leave the house, but we do have those typical jams along the highway drive. Southbound 225 between Aurora and the Tech Center is jamming up now between Yosemite and I-25, though northbounders across 225 are still in excellent shape this morning, especially coming across Parker Road. Southbound I-25 starts jamming up at the north end out of Thornton and North Glen between 38th Avenue and Spear, and you will find jamming north of here between 104th and 84th Avenue. Also, those eastbound routes of I-70 are now jam-packed between 25 and Brighton Boulevard. Today's forecast calls for highs in the mid-80s, and currently we're at a cool 60 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Come to the Broca restaurant on your birthday and they'll buy you dinner. Order whatever you want, even filet and lobster. Your dinner is free. Or bring someone on their birthday and their dinner is free. Just show legal ID. Dinner on your birthday is free at the Broca restaurant. 17th at Champa downtown. Valet parking available.
If you've been meaning to refinance but haven't found the time, you're in luck. Now, at LendingTree, you can get up to 4 customized offers in minutes just by calling 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. See website or call for licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, it's Friday, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. High today, 85, mostly sunny skies. 303-713-7600, and it's open phones too. Love to talk to you. Before we get back to your phone calls, though, we're going to talk to a congressional candidate, Bill Winter, and find out what's going on with him. And he's running against Tom Tancredo. And, Bill, I always forget what district that is. That's District...
Six,
that's right. I always want to say 7, and 7 is Peggy Lamb. So, no, I'm wrong about that. It's District 6. What have you... Tell us what you got going on with Mark Warner.
Well, that's a real exciting thing, Jay. We've got... I don't know if you all remember, a few months ago, we won a nationwide contest where Senator Russ Feingold wanted to see who could get the most people to vote for him for his PAC, and we won that one against 7 other really strong national candidates. And now Governor Mark Warner is doing the same thing. Virginia governor and probable presidential candidate in the Democratic Party is running a contest to get, and we've got to get people to vote for me. We actually finished way out in front in first place in the first round, and we're running in fourth place in the second round. So we need people to get in there and vote for us on this thing, and so we can win our second consecutive national contest for one of the presidential candidates for the Democratic Party.
All right, now how do people do that? How do they go vote?
You know, the easiest way is just to go to our website at winterforcongress.com, and the second thing down on the website is a link to the contest. There's a great big link there. You just click on it, and it's real easy. You get to actually pick five candidates. Make sure you put me on top, and then you can actually leave comments that will go up on their website if you want to, but you don't have to.
How's the campaign going against Tom Tancredo?
Going fantastic, Jay. We are getting just a tremendous amount of buzz and excitement. You know, some of my web folks tell me that I'm in the top 5 in the entire country of candidates whose names are searched on the internet. So people are really starting to get interested. We're out there really working hard to raise money. We're getting out to all the events we can go to.
and just a lot of great things going on. It's very exciting. We're going to win this thing.
And have you had a chance to debate Mr. Tancredo yet, or will he not debate you?
Not yet. He's acting like the like he doesn't have to run here. He's been out running against other Republicans in other states, basically people who don't agree with him on how to solve the immigration issue in his own party. So he hasn't been here yet. We've got the challenge out there. I think he's afraid of us, Jay. He's ducking us.
So he's not even spending time in his own district.
Well, he hasn't spent time in his district in a long time. He's out there running for president. He had an article in the New York Times on Sunday talking about how he was a presidential candidate for 2008 and how much he enjoyed that. So he's not representing this district, and I will. Tell you what, it's going to be a very exciting thing, but we need to get people to come and donate at the website and vote for me on the Warner thing. We're actually having our grand opening of our office this Sunday. We're going to have donkeys and fun and a little bit of music and some food, so people ought to come on down to Littleton and meet me.
And where's that going to be?
Well, it's going to be at the S&G Plaza at University and Arapahoe Roads down in Littleton. And again, if you go to the website at winterforcongress.com, there's a thing there, too, with information on how to find it.
All right. Well, it sounds like things are humming along then for you.
Big time, definitely.
All right.
Great. We've been going around talking about a lot of things. I heard the last caller talking about our war in Iraq, or maybe we should call it an occupation. I don't know. The one thing that I've been noticing is that the Republicans are starting to go out with this cut-and-run nonsense.
Right.
Well, let me tell you how I respond to that. First of all, I think anybody that's talking about cut-and-run, that's coward's talk. They're up there talking about, gee whiz, if we actually ask the president to give us a strategy that will work, that's cut-and-run. You know what? It's easy to say use slogans like cut-and-run when you're not the one over there having to get shot at, when it's not your kids that you're sending over there. Let me tell you about this cut and run. Republicans cut the planning for the war short. Republicans cut the troops' pay short. Republicans cut our troops' health care short. You know what? They cut the equipment. They cut the troops' vacation. And now they want to run from the responsibility when the thing doesn't work. So that's my version of cut and run.
Yeah, I just think it's a diversion off the whole thing about having a concrete plan on how to get out.
Absolutely. And you know what? I mean, George Bush is the one that said that the war was over. It's an occupation now. And ultimately, you can win or lose a war, but an occupation most honorably ends by a redeployment, and that's what John Merck was talking about.
Yeah, and that's what we need to do.
Absolutely. We got to get out of there.
No question about it. Does it bother you the Democrats are not unified behind Murtha or behind Kerry?
No, not particularly. We're the party of inclusion. We're the party that actually has ideas, and people are allowed to stand up and believe in what they believe in. I think that we'll begin to come together. The bottom line is that you've had a Republican Congress for 5 years, and these guys haven't got anything done. They've accomplished nothing in Iraq in 3 years, and so it's time to get them out of there. And we will have a unified voice once we've got the House of Representatives back. I think that we're pretty much on the same plan here. If you're looking at what the various different members of Congress are saying, pretty much we're talking about a timeline or a redeployment. Let's get our troops out of harm's way, and like the last caller said, or maybe it was you said this, Jay, that let's give them responsibility for their own future.
Yeah, I agree. And that's it. We got to get them to stand up and let them have the government let them design what they want. I think we need a reconciliation commission, basically.
Absolutely.
To get all the sides together. And I know it's an unpopular stance to take on this radio station, but I still don't believe in blanket amnesty for anybody involved in this thing, particularly on the insurgent side. Depends on what they were engaged in. I mean, the insurgents who mutilated those two soldiers here a couple of days ago, and Chaka and the other one, I mean, I wouldn't let them off. I wouldn't let them walk.
No, absolutely. And, these are the kinds of things where we as Democrats, we don't have to stand up and take this argument that we're soft on defense or soft on the troops.
No.
Or anything else, And I love how these Republican guys talk about their supporting the troops, and at the same time, I guarantee you, Jay, I guarantee you won't see anybody prosecuted for any of these things in Iraq like Haditha or anything else. Above my pay grade, low-ranking enlisted guy. How come none of the commanders? How come Rumsfeld and those guys aren't put in the chair and asked hard questions? You never see that. They always just take a guy like me and throw us under the bus.
Well, Rumsfeld, did you see Rumsfeld's absurd statement yesterday, trying to back up Rick Santorum's bizarre "I'm 18 points behind" in Pennsylvania statement that they had found WMDs when they were degraded weapons left over from the Iraq-Iran war from 1991.
Right. Well, they're desperately trying to find anything that'll grab them traction right now, and nothing's really working. The bottom line is, you've got people like Rick Santorum that are falling behind in the polls. You're right. My understanding is that Angie got her polls back, and she's ahead of Musgrave. I'm running even and ahead of Tank Cradle. They're in real trouble. And,
are you running even and ahead of Tom?
Absolutely. We've got polling back that shows, you know, there's a, you take a poll, you ask a lot of questions, a lot of ways to interpret it. At the very worst, I'm running even with the guy, but by many standards, I'm actually running ahead of him. So we can really win this thing, but you know what? People got to get on board and give their $25 or their $50 or
well,
whatever.
I just gave you a hefty campaign contribution.
No, you're amazing, brother, I'll tell you what. So we got to, you know, I'll tell you what, Jay, you and your listeners, I mean, the people listening to this show right now, they're proud Americans, and they believe in this country, and they're patriots, and I know that because I am one. They don't have to take this anymore. They don't have to take having their patriotism questioned because they disagree with the president. They don't have to take having their courage questioned because they know the war has been badly run by the White House. And they don't have to sit quietly while people like Karl Rove lie and commit treason and do all those things. But you know what? They do have to stand up and fight. And I'm giving them a chance to do that. You know, they can go to our website. They can vote for me in this Warner thing. They can donate money. They can come to our grand opening Sunday. They can walk and knock on doors. And basically, you know, they can stand with me now so I can stand for them in Congress. And the message that I have for people is you can make a difference. You don't have to take it. You don't have to just sit there and be angry, Jay.
I agree. The days of sitting around being angry and doing nothing, as far as I'm concerned, with are over with. Bill, good to hear from you. Plug your website again one more time.
It's winterforcongress.com. Winterforcongress.com. And go there. And there's a lot of things going on, Jay. In fact, we got, if you go to our video page, we got some really neat videos we shot. And a really kind of a neat little donation animation that's a little bit of fun. So. And let me tell you real quick, our website got voted website of the week for the entire country out of thousands of political websites. I always got an award. So
great.
Kudos to Jay Ferguson and Xtomic.com.
All right, man. Well, good. Well, good to talk to you, and we'll have you back on again, and it's nice to be able to visit with you. Hope to see you soon.
Yeah, let's get on. I'll tell you why Tank Cradle doesn't have an answer on immigration, and I do.
All right, you got it,
okay.
Pal. All right, see you,
okay.
Bill.
Bye-bye.
All right, there's Bill Winter. Running for Congress against Tom Tancredo. Okay, it's open phones at 303-713-7600, 715-15 after 7. Anything you want to talk about, you can go ahead and do it. Let's go to John in Colorado Springs. John, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey.
John, hi, you're on.
Yes, Jay. After World War II in Europe, the CIA intervened in Italy prior to popular elections there. And when it looked like Italy was going communist. And one of their big successes, according to them, and so prevented Italy from voting communist. And it spread money around, et cetera, et cetera. And then in Greece, I'm not positive if it was an elected government that we overthrew. I don't quite remember, but Greece either had been or was going communist. Or have gone.
Well, they were undergoing a struggle at that particular time.
I think the situation in Greece was muddled, but in the case of Italy, that was an elected government.
But we did not turn around and we did not go after governments because they had socialism based in their government, and we did not exclude or push to exclude socialist parties out of the planning after World War II. We basically allowed them to find their own way, and we helped to stabilize and rebuild the countries. Yes, we had a problem with communism, and you're right, that was the beginning of the Cold War, and there's no question about it that the CIA was extremely active in Europe, and its predecessor before the CIA, which I can't remember what it was called, was extremely active in Europe. But for the most part, though, we didn't coerce them. Not like we've coerced other third world countries in recent years, and not like we have with the Iraqis.
Right. But again, stop and think. There were no socialist governments, so certainly, and absolutely no communist governments after World War II in Europe.
There were socialist governments in Europe. There certainly were.
Which one?
The West Germans had large strains of socialism in their governments. So did the French. So did the Austrians.
Minority positions. Right.
Well,
but they had
vestiges of socialism in them that we would never accept in this country and have never accepted since, and we didn't purge them out or demand that they be excluded.
Mm-hmm. No,
we didn't. We said to them, you know what? Here, you know what? You draw up your own thing. You do your own thing. You know, as long as communism is not involved. And we didn't stick our thumb in the middle and dictate to them what they had to and had not and did not have to do.
Are we doing that with this Iraqi government?
I think sometimes yes we are. I think we've done it on repeated occasions, because I think that that we're stuck between a rock and a hard place with this government, because this government is heavily influenced and heavily that Iran's got a heavy influence in this government, and we don't like that. And also, I think the majority of last poll I saw, I think the majority of the Iraqis would like some kind of a church-run state, and we don't want a church-run state.
Yeah. They don't divide it into religion and government. It's all rolled into one.
Exactly, and we don't want that. And so we're trying to pressure them to stay out of that situation. And for my in my mind, the only way that we can fix this, the only two ways that we can get around this situation that we're undergoing now is, one, they have to have some kind of reconciliation commission to be able to stop the civil strife. Two, we cannot continue to sit there and prop up and nursemaid the Iraqi government. They have got to, at some point, get their act together if they want to achieve legitimacy, and they've got to start to take control of their own country. Otherwise, what's going to end up happening is we're going to be there from now until doomsday. And I don't think anybody wants that.
No, they certainly don't.
And we didn't have to do that in Europe, because the European governments were capable of getting their acts together and were capable of taking care of situations. And, you know, as long as they didn't flirt with Stalin, even the French had an active Communist Party after World War II, and we didn't move against the French over that.
Yeah. Well, this situation in Iraq was going to end badly, and there's just no way Europe, you know, Central Europe too had a history of parliamentary government, but
right.
There's no such thing in Iraq. Iraq was created in 1922.
That's right.
Just by drawing some lines on a map.
They were just thrown together.
Yeah, and you've got three distinct ethnic groups there, and they're just not going to get along.
Let me ask you a question. Do you honestly believe that they can't get along, or do you honestly believe that they're not being encouraged to get along?
Well, I think both. We're not encouraging them to get along by being there. I mean, I don't think we can do that. They've got to do that.
I mean, if we said to them, here's what we want you to do. We want you to have a national reconciliation commission where all crimes and all of the things and all of the wrongs and everything else will be dealt with out in the open, including what went on under Saddam Hussein, what went under the Sunni minority, what's gone on under now with the Shia, what's happened with the Kurds, and let's get it all out in the open and deal with it and get it settled. I think that would put us a large step forward to trying to heal up what is bothering the country than just sitting every single day and pretending things are okay on the ground and ignoring it.
That's nirvana.
Well, I don't know. Is it? Well, they did it in South Africa.
Well, yeah, they did, and ultimately turned out pretty successfully there. But again, that's because power was simply turned over to the Africans, native Africans.
Well, we're eventually going to have to turn it over to native Iraqis anyway.
It's not just one group of people. You have three different group of peoples seemingly with different ideas about how to do things, also different hatreds.
Yeah, I agree. But at least we owe it to them, since we broke the country and wrecked it. At least we owe it to them to try to get them together, don't you think?
Yeah, sure.
All right, John. Great call, man.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses,
Open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Means Hardy Professionals, who you can trust to get the job done right.
So call 1-866-3-HARDY today for your free on-site evaluation. And get up to $2,000 off installation when you schedule your re-side by the 4th of July. Some restrictions apply. That's 866-3-HARDIE. Or visit JamesHardySidingCenter.com.
Call James Hardy today. And then tell your neighbor that now he's that guy.
And now for the bonus round. Mary has $5, Bill has $7. How tall is Bill?
5'11".
Correct. If you place peg A into slot C and attach board D, what if you just made
a birdhouse?
Correct. Why wouldn't everyone rent DVDs from Netflix?
Plans starting at only $9.99 a month, over 60,000 titles, no late fees. I don't know.
Correct! Everyone should have Netflix. Choose your movies online and receive them at home in about one business day. Return them whenever you want in prepaid envelopes. Netflix, it's that easy.
DVDs out at a time, there's our program.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
High gas prices and poor gas mileage can waste a lot of money. Get to AutoZone, pick up some fuel injector cleaner, and start saving gas today. Here's another way AutoZone helps you save. For a limited time at AutoZone, get a dollar off a 12-ounce bottle of gum-out concentrated fuel injector cleaner. See store for details. AutoZone has everything you need to help you save money on gas. So don't hit the road this summer until you get in the zone. AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Put on your red, white, and blue and join AM 760 Progressive Talk and the ACLU on Tuesday, July 4th for the 5th annual 4th of July Liberty Run, Walk, and Festival of Rights at Washington Park. It'll be a fun-filled, inspirational event with activities for all ages, plus food, beverages, and more. Join hundreds of others in defending our freedom.
Proceeds benefit the American Civil Liberties Union.
For more information, visit am760.net.
Well, I'm standing here freezing inside your golden garden. I've got my ladder leaned up against your wall. Tonight,
Jimmy,
night, we plan to run with
Jimmy.
Come on, jolly me, there's no time to stall. But now you're telling me.
Yeah, isn't it something when the little AM Progressive Talk station plays better music than the big boys? 727, 27 minutes after 7, high today, 85. Thanks for joining me this morning. Jay Marvin here, glad to have you. Let's get back on the phones. A lot of people want to talk. Let me go to my old buddy Preston in Denver. Preston, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I was really pleased to hear your sponsor, the video station, advertise the release of the DVD, Why We Fight.
Great DVD, man.
Fantastic. I mean, sometimes we get kind of discouraged regarding the electoral process and whether our votes count and stuff like that. But there are so many things we can do within politics, you know, beyond who we vote for every 2 or 4 years. And, you know, when Brazilians were getting their elections stolen, you know, they just kept at it, kept doing all sorts of work.
Well, that's the whole key. You got to keep battling, man.
Exactly. Now, I'll definitely be sending more money to Bill Winter.
Oh, yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah. and anything, I think, to counter Tom Tancredo and the way that he's been kind of pounding on immigrants for so long. And that's really the main reason why I called, because there's one solution, I think, to the immigration issue that I think could be useful, and it's the model that the European Union used when they got together as countries. They allowed for people of different nations to travel freely, even to resettle. And they were concerned because when they brought Portugal and Spain into that union, they were poorer nations, and they thought maybe there'd be a big influx of people from those countries moving to the richer countries. But what they did was something called compensatory funding, which was invest a lot of money into job and economic development in Portugal and Spain, and it was so successful that what happened was some of the Spaniards and Portuguese who had migrated before started moving back to their home country.
I think what you've just hit on is the whole key. I think it's the whole key to the immigration problem.
I think it would be a fun thing to see. But the thing is, you know, back to that film, Why We Fight, there are some narrow business interests in having this punitive approach.
Yes.
To build a high-tech wall, 17 detention centers, to hire a whole bunch of armed people along the border. And I think if there was an investigation, you might find some connections between Tancredo and those business interests. I'm just speculating, but there's a rumor going around that there are some business interests who are corrupting our politicians.
Oh, no, there's not. There was a big article in the New York Times last Sunday about people in Homeland Security who have jumped out of Homeland Security and gotten into the, and gone to work for more money in these security firms, peddling all of these devices back to the government.
Oh, interesting. I'll have to try to find that one.
Just go Google it, or just go to the library and hunt up last Sunday's New York Times. It's right there on the front page. And you know what? It'll disgust you when you read it.
Okay, I'll check it out. And once again, Jay, have a great time in Vegas, man.
You got it, Preston. Here, I'll talk to you when I get back.
You bet.
Okay,
okay.
See ya. Let's go to Jerry on Highway 7. Jerry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Good morning. Everybody whines about the Democrats going to raise taxes. You've heard it. I've heard it. We've all heard it. But what about the birth tax that Republicans are putting on every unborn child that's going to have to pay this massive national debt that's being run up?
Well, I think we should be talking about that.
I agree. Everybody, you know, whenever somebody says something about Democrats want to raise taxes, say, yeah, we'd like to raise taxes on 2% of the population so we can take care of the birth tax that you're putting onto the unborn children.
I think we should
always talk about protecting the children, but that's not really doing much for your unborn children.
No, not at all. And I think we should definitely talk about that. And I think we should definitely talk about the ins and outs of the Republicans and how they act tax-wise and how they reward the rich and how they reward corporate America while they force the middle class and lower middle class to carry the tax burden, and how they stick it into areas like raising fees and user fees and cutting back monies to states. I mean, I think we should get into all of that kind of stuff.
Reagan was famous for hitting up user fees and everything like that. Remember, you used to be able to take interest off of your car,
right,
on taxes. You used to be able to take credit card interest off. Well, Bob Dole and Ronald Reagan did a good job of getting rid of that.
Yep, exactly, exactly. Hey, you know what, Jerry? Home run on your part, pal. Home run on your part. You're absolutely right. And we should, maybe we should call it a birth tax.
Well, that's the best way to do it, because we have people at work that are as far right as you can get. And they keep bringing up you want to raise taxes, and I tell them the birth tax, and it shuts them up. They have no answer for that, because they know at some point in time this debt has to be paid.
Good. You know what? I'm hereby from now on stealing it from you.
That's fine. It's free for anybody to use. For God's sake, it needs to be run on all the shows.
All right, man. You got it. Have a good day. Have a good
Friday. You have a great vacay.
Okay. Talk to you.
Bye.
All right. I like that birth tax. I'm going to use that. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. It's 732, 28 minutes away from 8 o'clock. We check in now with the very talented Amelia Earhart. I saw some of your artwork yesterday.
Oh, did you like it?
I did. You're very good.
Thank you.
So you're a natural-born artist. You're an aviator. You're a traffic maven. What other hidden talents do you have, Amelia, that you don't want to tell us about?
Oh, lots, lots.
Can you cook?
I can cook. Yeah.
Can you?
I've been doing a lot of cooking lately. In fact, the other day.
What kind of stuff do you make?
Well, last week I made a Jamaican tortilla soup from scratch, and it came out wonderfully.
We'll have to ask Pete if that's the truth, Amelia.
Oh, is Pete your significant other?
Yes, he is.
And how long have you guys been going out?
Oh, about a year and 3 months, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's going pretty well.
Uh-oh. Does it look serious?
I hope so. I don't know. He might be listening right now.
Do you have a ring
on your...
You should
have him call in.
Do you have a ring on your finger?
No, no rings on these fingers.
He hasn't given you one yet?
No.
Are you waiting for one?
No, not yet.
You sure?
It's still pretty early on.
Well, you're 23 years old. You're getting old.
I know.
Life's passing you by.
You better snatch me up, you know.
Yeah, before some other guy comes along and grabs you. Okay, one last question here. Are you and Pete up to going to the Big Head Todd concert at the Paramount on New Year's Eve?
We will be there.
Okay, we'll be acquiring the tickets, so we're counting you in.
All right, that's exciting.
And I think the tickets go on sale sometime around September.
All right.
So we'll all bring in New Year's together.
Yes.
Okay, what's the traffic look like?
Well, it's really light this morning. Really not much going on out here other than the usual slowing across southbound 25 that starts on the north end between 104th and 84th Avenue. And again, south of here between Park Avenue and Spear. Also across eastbound 270, we're seeing jamming from I-76 to Vasquez. And those eastbound lanes of I-70 are also jam-packed between 25 and Brighton Boulevard. Across our side streets, we do have one crash in the works. Two-car accident in the intersection of eastbound Hampton, right at Sheridan, with jamming in all four directions. Today's forecast, we'll see.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at kirkpatrickwindowsdenver.com.
The 2006 Summer of Stars and Coors Light Live welcomes Brad Paisley Friday, June 23rd at Coors Amphitheater.
Got you in trouble in high school.
Country music superstar Brad Paisley shines with energy. His amazing prowess on guitar and up-tempo hits provide a perfect night under the stars. Brad Paisley with special guest Sarah Evans. An amazing voice and talent that will light up the stage. Rising star Eric Church joins the fun along with Flappin' Jacks and the Railbenders. It's a country music jamboree not to be missed. Brad Paisley, joined by Sarah Evans, Eric Church, and more.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com.
Another tip to the guy at the ice cream shop.
Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Get a reservation.
At the sales event. Right now, lease a new 2006 Volvo XC90 for $399 a month for 36 months. $3,443 to its signing. Taxes, title, and registration fees extra. Visit DenverVolvoDealers.com or call 877-24-VOLVO.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, the must-see documentary Why We Fight, an unflinching look at the anatomy of the American war machine. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Hello, this is Ronnie from All American Vogue. I want to take this time to salute the American labor unions and the labor movement, because without them, America still might have a 6 or 7 day work week. These are the people that helped to give us the weekend, and they deserve our appreciation. All American Vogue has gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week at 303-733-4140.
Regency Windows.
Hi, this is Dave Logan with good advice. Log on to BristolWindows.com to register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. That's BristolWindows.com.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes past the hour. High today, 85. Mostly sunny skies. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Nice to be able to keep company with you. Seven arrested over Chicago plot. Seven people suspected of plotting to blow up Chicago Sears Tower and other targets have been arrested by the FBI. Just proves to you they were arrested in Miami. Two were foreigners, including a Haitian. They were said to be Muslim. They were arrested in Miami's Liberty City. They said they were going to give their life to Allah. and I thought they were dealing with Al-Qaeda, but it turned out to be an FBI agent. So are we really safer over here since we're fighting over there, is my question. All right, let's get back on the phone. Let's go to Virginia in Lakewood. Virginia, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
To answer your question, when I stand on the corner with my sign, it says, "We are not safer. Occupation breeds hatred."
Yeah, it does.
And I think that's part of the problem. How would we be acting if people were occupying our country? We'd do every darn thing in our power to get rid of them.
Well, we'd certainly try.
Yeah. So, anyway, I wanted to tell you also, I was really tickled because my brother in Laramie was listening and heard me on the radio a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So, anyway, you know, it's the war protest every Saturday from noon to 1 on the corner of 52nd and Wadsworth.
All right, noon to 1, 52nd and Wadsworth.
Yeah, and a lot of people go by and toot and wave. There are a few others that don't, but who do otherwise. And one time you talked about bumper stickers.
Right.
I wanted to tell you about mine. One of them says, "You voted for Bush? How embarrassing."
Yeah, that one's a good one.
And then, "If you can read this, you're not the president."
That's another good one.
So anyway, it's a lot of fun.
I want to get one with a little W with a slash through it.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes I don't think people are smart enough to figure that out.
Oh, yeah, I can. I like them.
Well, I know you can.
I wish I could get one.
Well, my favorite, though, is the picture of George. And over it, it says, "Like a rock." And under it, it says, "Only dumber."
Yeah, I hear you. All right, give that address again.
Okay, 52nd and Wadsworth. That's the Home Depot, Costco, Sam's Club corner.
What time?
Noon to 1.
All right, we'll see you out there.
Hey, Jay, thanks a lot.
Sure, Virginia.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Joyce in Lafayette. Joyce, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi, Joyce.
Hey. Jay, I'm calling to ask your listeners and for you to remind your listeners to go to the Progressive Patriots Fund that Russ Feingold is doing for the governor race and to vote for Bill Ritter.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's www.progressivepatriotsfund.com, and you can go online, and it's very easy. All you have to do is go to the ballot and put a little dot where it says Bill Ritter. We need everybody to get out there so he can win this $5,000 from Russ Feingold's Progressive Fund.
I will do it today.
Okay, and just to let your listeners know, Bill was up 8 points in the Wall Street Journal yesterday.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so we got to keep plugging because we got to get him in there.
We're going to get him in there. He's going to be the next governor.
Okay, and Jay, have a great week.
All right, thank you.
In Las Vegas.
Thank you, Joyce. Appreciate
it. Okay, bye.
All right. Yep, leaving for Las Vegas today as soon as I get off the air. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Well, as soon as I take care of some business around here, and then I'm going to leave. For Vegas. I won't be back until July the 5th, by the way. So if you're sick and tired of me, you won't have to deal with me until July the 5th. There'll be other people sitting in, including Aaron Hart, Bill Sirota, Ed Schultz. Who else? Am I leaving anybody else out? Darren McKee? And Aaron Hart will be sitting in for me. And which also reminds me, don't send the email to my Clear Channel email address. Because I won't read it, because I'm not going to be near a computer. I'm actually thinking about taking 5 days, if I can force myself to do it, I'm thinking about taking 5 days off from politics. No. Well, maybe I can do it. Live in kind of a vacuum for 5 days. Can you do that? Turk, can you do that? Can you live in a vacuum for like 5 days?
No, I get buggy after about 2 hours. No, I got to be doing something, paying attention, watching TV, reading a paper, looking at the internet. No. I get buggy.
Yeah, maybe I should take my computer with me and take my laptop with me so I can look at my web blogs and stuff. Which I caught a lot of grief from people when Alexander Colburn started trashing web blogs and I didn't correct him. And I deserve to get that criticism.
But here's the deal, Jay. You are going to the most fascinating city in maybe the world, so you really could probably take 5 days off and not miss a beat. When you come back, we'll catch you up. I wouldn't pay attention to anything. You need some time off.
You think so? You don't think I should take my computer?
Leave it at home. Leave it at home. If you're absolutely dying, you can pop on CNN or, you know, late night after you're done at the roulette wheel.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's awful hard for me not to know what's going on. It's just really, really hard. 303-713-7600. A couple of lines open here at 743. 17 minutes in front of 8 o'clock on AM 760. Progressive Talk. It's open phones and it's Friday. And we look forward to your participation. Agree or disagree. Boy, we sure want your calls here.
Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married.
Weddings are for everyone this weekend. This Sunday from 10 to 5, visit the AM 760 booth at Pride Fest. Smile for the camera and get your free same-sex wedding picture. Find all the details on am760.net. It's Pride, not Prejudice, with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We've got a heavy drive this morning, but most of the slowdown is not due to accidents or stalls, just the usual backups as we all head in for that last day of the work week. Southbound 25 is still jamming up on the north end between 104th and 84th Avenue, and again, south of here between Park Avenue and Spear, also once again right at University Boulevard. Now along 6th Avenue, eastbounders are still thick from Federal to I-25. And you westbounders across Lakewood in 6th Avenue actually in pretty good shape this morning. Now southbound 225 is still jamming up between Mississippi and Iliff. And again from Yosemite down to I-25. And the northbound lanes of 225 are still in pretty good shape as you make your way across Parker Road. Today's forecast calls for a chance of showers later on this afternoon and a high of about 86 degrees. Currently we're at 64 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Want better performance and value for your car or truck? Then get to AutoZone today. AutoZone has the premium products you want, like K&N Lifetime Air Filters. A K&N air filter never needs to be replaced, saving you both time and money. And if it's horsepower you crave, K&N also offers a wide range of intake systems. With a guaranteed increase in horsepower, you can actually feel. AutoZone has everything you need to save both time and money while maximizing your engine's performance. So get in the zone, AutoZone.
Do you want to know how to extend your life and improve the health of your heart? Just ask an Icelander. We live longer than anyone else in the world and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease and stroke. For centuries, we've relied on omega-3 from the clean, cold, unpolluted waters of Iceland. Now we'd like to share our secret with you by sending you a free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3. Our pharmaceutical-grade omega-3s have twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Iceland Health Omega-3 can help you experience better sleep, memory, and skin, even relief from joint pain.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I tell you what, I get up in the morning, I'm moving. I'm no more stiffness, you know, just going.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Omega-3 and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-400-4194. For your free bottle, call 1-800-400-4194. 1-800-400-4194.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
AMC presents Academy Award winner Robert Duvall, Academy Award nominee Thomas Hayden Church in AMC's first ever original movie, Broken Trail, produced and directed by Walter Hill. A dangerous journey, an unforgiving land, an encounter that would change everything. Broken Trail, the next great Western, premieres Sunday night at 8, 7 Central, only on AMC.
Let's say you woke up, jumped in the shower, brushed your teeth, hopped in the car, grabbed your everyday drive-through breakfast sandwich, and hit the office where the boss asked you how you were, and you said, great. But your boss could tell you were lying. Everyone could tell. Your routine turned you into a soulless creature of habit. Einstein Brothers Bagels thinks that's no way to live. So we've created what we believe are the best breakfast sandwiches in the world. Like the Spicy Elmo, a fluffy bacon and scallion omelet layered with real Swiss cheese and a spicy chili schmear. All on a fresh baked hollow roll. So now you can hop in the car, grab a Spicy Elmo and hit the office. Where the boss will come up to you and ask how you are. And you'll say, great. and your boss will see that you truly are great. You're poised for greatness, and he'll shiver in awe and tell you to get back to work. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Bacon, eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
A little music to get me in the mood.
Right, I said it, gonna set my soul, gonna
yeah.
set my soul on fire.
Last day before vacation, 7:48, 48 minutes past the hour, high today 85, mostly sunny, good to have you along. And widespread panic tonight at Red Rocks. John Turk's folks are all going, his friends are all going. See widespread panic. How many panic shows?
Three of them.
Three panic shows.
Should be a lot of fun. Can't wait. No place in the world I'd rather be than Red Rocks this weekend.
Red Rocks is beautiful. No question about it. And don't forget, too, we'll tell you in September when tickets go on sale for the Paramount to go see Big Head Todd at New Year's. You can join us. We're all going to go out there and have a good time on New Year's Eve. All right, let's get back to the phones, and let's go to Robert in Denver. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
How's it going, Jay?
Hey, Robert. How are you?
Hey, good. I'd like to talk about Iraq a little bit.
Sure. Go ahead.
You know, how long has it been since Zarqawi has been killed? A week or 10 days?
Yeah, about that.
Well, the CBS AP has an article out today that says the Iraq government has declared a state of emergency. It's imposed a curfew Friday.
Yeah, that's because the surgeons set up roadblocks and started firing at people.
Right. And in the article, it also says that Iran has definitely joined the war.
Right.
General George Casey says Iranians are planting roadside bombs. They're killing U.S. soldiers.
Yeah, they're supplying the Iraqi insurgents.
Well, if that's the case, where's this going to go, you know?
Well, a lot of people have said one of the things that scares them about all of this is it's going to suck in countries around the region into this thing, and it could blow up and be bigger than it really is if we don't somehow get it contained.
Now that if Iran is truly involved in it, what are we going to do with that, you know?
I don't know what the administration can do. I don't know that the administration has any leverage. I mean, I don't know what they can do because our troops are all tied up. So what are they going to do, say to Iran, either stop it or we're going to invade you too?
And what's this going to do to the risk to our soldier?
Well, it's going to make it worse.
It sounds like a heck.
It's a mess, man. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a mess any way you look. It's a mess any way you look at it. This administration. See, this is the whole thing. You know, when the Republicans start talking about cut and run, what we need to do is just turn around and go, hey, no, not about cut and run. About failure of the Bush administration to be able to carry this out. About failure of the Bush administration to be able to carry this out. That the Bush administration has failed.
They're talking about that if we left, this could go into a civil war.
It's in a civil war already.
That's what it's starting to look like.
Trouble is, we're caught in the middle of it.
So what is wrong with redeploying our troops to
there
an
is
area
nothing,
safe?
There is nothing wrong. There is nothing wrong with it, except that the Republicans, for political reasons, want to line up behind the president and don't have the moral courage to stand up and say what really needs to be said.
I mean, Karl Rove comes out and says that we wouldn't have got Zarqawi if we wouldn't have gone in. It looks like that it's intensifying since then.
Well, if we hadn't gone in, there wouldn't have been no Zarqawi.
It's crazy. There's one other thing that I want to say. To change the subject just a little bit.
Sure.
I think it'll get real interesting in the Democrat presidential race if Barack Obama decides to run for president. I heard that he hasn't ruled it out.
Well, his office says he's getting 300 speaking requests a week.
I think it would just be great for the Democrat Party, you know.
I can see him as being second on the ticket, no question.
What's wrong with him? What's wrong with him being first? I mean,
because I don't think he has the experience.
Did Bush have the experience? And look at him. You know, he was governor, and Obama's was elected as U.S. senator. You know,
I like him a lot. I like him an awful lot. But what I would like to see is I would like to see Al Gore run.
I don't know if he will, you know. And if
I don't
he
either.
Doesn't run, you know, I just think Barack Obama would bring in, a lot of people into the party, you know. 50% of the people don't vote in this country, and I think that, you know, he could bring in a lot of people, you know.
Certainly could energize a lot of people. There's no question and about that.
His father was born in Kenya, you know, and he's Harvard educated, and he's a great speaker. I just think it'd be great for the party.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I've met him many times.
Have you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. Robert. All right, thank you, man.
Yeah, you too. Have a great weekend, okay?
Okay, you got it. Thank you. Yeah, I've met Barack Obama many times, and he's a great guy. And 100% original human being, good person. But I still wish Al Gore would run again. And maybe I'm, you know, all wet with that, but I just wish he would. Here's Hank in Loveland. Hank, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi, Hank.
Yes, I'd like to comment on Karl Rove saying that the Democrats are cutters and runners or cutting
right.
and runners.
Right.
Yeah, in the last 100 years, we've had the First World War, which was a Democratic president and had a successful ending. The Second World War was FDR and Truman brought the Second World War to a conclusion. And the two other wars, the Korean War, Eisenhower actually cut and run from Korea. And in Vietnam, Richard Nixon cut and run from Vietnam. I mean, who can never forget the scenes of the helicopters flying off the embassy with everyone running, trying to get on them, you know?
Yeah, so, the whole cut and run thing is ridiculous, because what we ought to parry back with is, no, it's not about cut and run. It's about the failure of the Bush administration to have carried out a coherent plan in Iraq, and now we're stuck in this awful mess.
Well, he claimed victory in Iraq, and he should have brought the troops out immediately then. We have a nation in the Middle East, Israel, that's been fighting an insurgency for 50 years, and they still haven't included that. And they have probably the best military and the best intelligence-gathering outfit in the Middle East.
Insurgencies are extremely hard to beat.
What makes us think we're like thousands of miles away and we can defeat that insurgency? That's all I had to say, Jay.
All right, pal. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Scott in Pueblo. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey. Hello, Jay.
Yes, Scott.
How you doing? Okay. Hey, I don't know. You probably remember me. We've talked a couple times this week.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, you challenged my patriotism last time.
Well, okay. I don't want to fight or be antagonistic.
Well,
anything,
you just apologize to me and admit to the fact that you were wrong with that.
Well, no, I did call back. The guy that was on with you, I don't know if he told you afterwards. I called back and said, I do not question your patriotism. I question your position on things, but that's all.
Well, that's fair enough. Anybody's allowed to do that, but just don't question my patriotism, because I'm every bit of an American as you are.
Certainly you are. Certainly you are. And it's been extremely educational and interesting listening to your show this week. Who knows? You may convert me one of these days. Keep talking.
Well, I don't know. But anyway, all right, what do you want to talk about?
Here's my what I originally called for the very first time I called you this week. What if in 2000 Gore had won the election, had won Florida? What would his reaction have been to 9/11? How would we have reacted as a country, and how would his administration have acted differently than the Bush administration did?
I think he would have gone to Afghanistan like the Bush administration did, which was the correct thing for the Bush administration to do. But I think that if Gore had been the president, he wouldn't have turned his back on trying to catch Osama bin Laden, and he wouldn't have diverted his attention from Afghanistan. He would have stayed there instead of turning around and going to Iraq for no good reason.
Okay. Well, now, say Kerry had won Ohio. What would we have done differently? Would we still be in Iraq, or what? How would his administration have reacted to Iraq?
I think any administration, I think anybody, whether it's the president in 2009 or anybody else who picks this up now, is going to have a very, very tough time getting us out of where we are. But I think he would have eventually started troop redeployment. And I think he would have warned the Iraqis and the Iraqi government that we cannot prop them up forever, nor can we continue to keep spending money. But, you know, if you look at it, and in Susskind's book, which the name of it escapes me now, I can't remember Ron Susskind's new book that's out, he says that he says that the George W. Bush was shown that public briefing memo about 9/11, about Osama bin Laden being determined to attack. You remember that?
Right.
That he was shown that, and then he said to the CIA briefer who showed it to him,
"Now you covered your
now
ass.
You covered your now you covered my ass." And then he went
and then
he went fishing. I mean, I think where the 9/11 conspirators and everybody else misses the boat is I think that if Al Gore had got elected, I think the 9/11 probably never would have happened. I don't think we would have ever had that happen, because I think we would have paid attention to the fact that Osama bin Laden was determined to do something, and that we would have taken care of Osama bin Laden like we should have.
It almost happened under Clinton.
But it didn't happen.
We were trying to do something
about it at that time.
It was attempted, and had it been carried out properly, it would have happened.
You know, read Richard Clark's book. I mean, we were attempting to do something about it, but all of that ground to a halt because when this administration came in, they didn't want to have anything to do with anything that smacked of anything of Bill Clinton. And they ignored virtually everything that was given to them. And Richard Clark and others in the State Department tried to get them to pay attention to the threat of Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. I got to run, Scott. Have a great weekend, man.
Good talking to you this week.
See you later.
Okay.
All right. More coming up. Open phones, 303-713-7600. I got four open lines. Let's get down to it. It's Friday, and it's my last day before vacation, so let's hook up.
How much longer do we have to put up with Bush?
Countdown, countdown, countdown.
Check out the Bush Countdown Clock on AM760.net. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. They wanted to wage war against the United States. That's what a federal indictment says about seven suspects in an alleged plot to bomb Chicago's Sears Tower and other big buildings. Chicago Alderman Burt Notaris.
My heart, my system, the adrenaline went up. Naturally, we're shocked.
CBS's Jim Acosta says FBI agents arrested the suspects in a Miami warehouse raid.
Law enforcement officials say their plans were pretty much all talk and that agents were on top of them. No weapons or explosive devices were ever found in the warehouse, and federal officials say the men posed no immediate threat. But residents living nearby described the seven as running what seemed to be a military-style boot camp.
Arianne Webster, the godmother of one suspect, doesn't believe a word of it.
Truly down in my heart, I believe that's a stone lock.
Buying a new car, CBS's Marie Osborne tells us waiting a few days could pay off.
General Motors appears to be poised to launch a 0% six-year financing program as soon as next week. Chrysler's flirting with employee discounts for everyone, and Ford is offering no-interest loans. Auto analyst John McElroy.
The problem that these companies are facing now is they have way too many days inventory. There's simply too many unsold cars out there. They've got to clear them out, especially to try and make way by the end of the summer for the 07 model. So here we go again.
Marie Osborne, CBS News, Detroit.
Paris newspaper is raising new questions about seven-time Tour de France champion Lance Armstrong. CBS's Elaine Cobb has that.
Respected French daily Le Monde says two of Armstrong's friends heard him tell doctors he had taken performance-enhancing drugs. The newspaper quotes from evidence to a Dallas court during arbitration last winter between the cyclist and his insurance company. The two friends testified Armstrong admitted taking EPO, growth hormones, anabolic steroids, and testosterone when questioned after cancer-related surgery in 1996.
Armstrong insists he's never used banned drugs. Can't find a shoulder to cry on? Well, you may be alone, but you're not alone. A study by Duke sociologist Lynn Smith Lovin finds that Americans have fewer close friends than they did a couple of decades ago.
People may be connected in other ways. They may be connected through the internet or through more peripheral kinds of ties, but these close ties seem to be shrinking.
Experts call this social isolation, and they say it can cause mental and physical illness. Using a cell phone outdoors in a thunderstorm? Bad idea. British doctors say a London teenager who did that suffered brain damage when her cell phone was zapped by a bolt of lightning. Lancaster, Pennsylvania, newlyweds Amit and Davy Blodgett are in critical condition after they were shot during their wedding reception. Police say three men showed up uninvited. There was an argument. At least one of the men began shooting. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow and NASDAQ are both down 6 points. This is CBS News.
My name's Brenda, and this is my sixth day with Prilosec OTC. I used to love to garden until frequent heartburn took over like weeds. But now with Prilosec OTC, I'm back in the garden. On day two, I planted bulbs. Day four, I mulched. Today, I'm pruning my dogwoods. Imagine, zero heartburn for 24 hours with one pill a day. That's what's possible with Prilosec OTC. It's day six for me. What day are you on?
Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn.
Wouldn't it be great to travel more, visit family, maybe see the Grand Canyon or Niagara Falls? Would winning a pile of money help? We at Econolodge and Roadway Inn Hotels think so. That's why we're holding the Key to a Million sweepstakes. Just go to choicehotels.com and enter for your chance to win up to $1 million. We'll see you there.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 21 or older. Ends 8-1706. For official rules, prize values, and odds disclosure, visit choicehotels.com/official rules. Sponsor Choice Hotels International Services Corp.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The fate of Colorado's smoking ban will likely be decided this morning in federal court. A coalition of 500 bar owners, bowling alleys, liquor stores, and others filed a lawsuit earlier this month seeking to block the law on grounds that it would violate their constitutional rights. Attorney General John Southers weighed in with his arguments yesterday, saying the coalition was highly unlikely to prove their position and that its members had failed to show that they would suffer irreparable harm under the law. The law is set to take effect a week from tomorrow. A twister touching down in Elbert County.
A funnel cloud touched down in Elbert County, south of the town of Elbert. One unoccupied residence that was under construction was severely damaged.
Sheriff's dispatcher saying the tornado damaged that home around 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon near Painted Horse Circle. Another home in the area suffered some roof damage and trees were toppled. Funnel clouds were also reported near Elizabeth. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We've got some trouble across southbound I-25 this morning. Concrete on the highway right under the Spear Bridge. Now, that's actually falling from the bridge. So as you can imagine, it's a pretty dangerous situation as you travel along southbound 25. Police are currently blocking up the left-hand lane of the highway, and we have backups to I-70. Now, they're calling in CDOT crews to come and test out the structural integrity of the bridge. So do expect delays making your way south. Across I-70, eastbounders are now dealing with a wreck just before I-25 on the right-hand shoulder. And along our side streets, we now have a crash along southbound Yosemite right at I-225. Two cars involved here with jamming in all four directions. Today's forecast, we may see some showers later on this afternoon and a high of about 86 degrees. Currently, we're at 65 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you can save a total of 10 cents a gallon at any King Supers fuel center. See store for details. Right store, right price.
I don't think I'm being difficult. I just want my new home to say certain things about me. That's all. Like, what a fascinating person you are. Or, my, what a big kitchen island you have. Or maybe, look at that built-in tech area for the kids. You must be a wonderful mother. You know, that sort of thing.
Your home says a lot about you. Make sure it says all the right things. At John Lang Homes, we have a wide range of thoughtful new designs that will speak volumes about your practical nature and your good taste. They also say something important about us. Because we're a private company, we can choose to build a few hundred homes a year instead of a few thousand like larger publicly held builders, which means we can give more personal attention to you. Come see us in Stapleton, Brighton, and Erie, where you'll find thoughtful home designs from the low 200s to the mid 500s. For more details, visit us at johnlanghomes.com. That's Lang, spelled L-A-I-N-G.
Just Brakes.
My brakes are grinding. I need pads and shoes, right?
Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors and drums for $99.88.
I'll come in next week.
Just Brakes recommends you bring your car in today. It's likely your brakes are already damaged.
Sounds serious.
It is. Brakes should be inspected at least once a year. Damage to major components can be a costly brake system nightmare.
Pads and shoes installed on all four wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
807, 7 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning, it's Friday, and it's open phones at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, we'll certainly get into it. And it doesn't matter what it is, and it's a nice day out today, too. And Ron Suskind's book, by the way, is called The 1% Doctrine, which I couldn't think of the name of the book. But that's the book that Ron Suskind has written. And I haven't read all of the book at all. I mean, those were just excerpts that I saw printed up about that conversation about the public, about the president's public briefing memo with Bin Laden determined to attack. Anyway, we got three lines open at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, we'll get into it. And let's go to Michael in Denver. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing, man?
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing great. And before I get started, I want to tell you I hope you have a great vacation.
Oh, thanks.
And don't get lost in Vegas. There's a lot of roulette wheels.
I only got to go to the Sands and gamble because they're going to blow the Sands up at the end of the summer.
Oh, yeah. I used to work at the Sands. That's a pretty nice hotel.
Yeah, but it's going away.
I know. That's life. But anyway, I just wanted to say that as an African-American male in America, I'm very, very, very nervous right about now. First of all, Congress failed to renew the Voters' Rights Act.
Well, they haven't totally turned it down. They just haven't done anything about it.
They're not going to do anything until after November. So that means that anything that they do between now and November, there's no law to cover. So if I try to sue them for impeding my right to vote, I get it thrown out of court.
No, I don't think that's true because I don't think the Voting Rights Act has expired yet.
Well, it's weird, okay? We'll just say that it's weird and we'll leave it like that.
All right.
And second, this little stunt that happened yesterday with the FBI arresting people in Florida for a conspiracy to do something in Chicago causes me to scratch my bald head and ask questions.
What kind of questions? I mean, maybe these guys are homegrown, alleged homegrown terrorist cells, and there are known... Those kind of cells are known to be in existence,
and
they came in contact with the wrong guy who they thought was Al-Qaeda, but he was FBI.
CJ, I remember when the Black Panthers used to walk down the streets of Chicago with broken-down shotguns, okay, and dare the cops to pull their guns.
Well, I remember the days of the Black Panthers, and I remember Bobby Seale and UEP Newton, and, I remember Erica Huggins, and I remember Angela Davis, and I remember all of those people, but I don't think it's exactly the same thing.
And I'm not saying that it is. I'm just saying that black people in this country have never plotted to blow up anything. And if it did get blown up, we didn't blow it up. We just happened to be there.
Yeah, but I don't think in the year 2006 you can just make a blanket statement like that. I mean, the indictment that has been unsealed indicates that, they were looking to buy ammonium nitrate, which is a fertilizer used in explosives.
Right,
but
I remember that.
They thought that the FBI agent that they had come in contact with was an Al-Qaeda operative because he had told them that he was, that they had been on top of these people for a long, long time before they made the case. I don't think it has anything to do with their color. I think it has to do with what their ideology and what they intended to, or at least what they sat around and talked about doing. Now we'll have to see if it'll stand up in a court of law.
All I'm trying to say is that there are some dots out there that should be connected. You know, we go back to the election that was lost in Florida and Ohio and the caging list and the people that were removed and their votes challenged, and we look at all those things together. See, it's not just one or two little things that I'm looking at when I say that I'm very nervous. It's a whole bunch of things.
Yeah, but you can't connect all of the things together and claim that they're all one continuous conspiracy or that they're all linked together, because this situation in Liberty City, Florida, and Miami is not the same thing as GOP voter suppression techniques in Ohio and Florida. It's not the same thing. I don't think color has anything to do with
with these guys getting caught. I mean, I think that had they been, they have one thing in common. Number one, they're Muslim, and number two, that you know they could have been white Muslims and have been talking about the same thing. And you know, we're just going to have to see. I mean, we're going to have to see what comes out of it. I think if anything that comes out of it is I think it misproves the statement. If it turns out to be true, let's say it turns out to be true and it's held up to be true, okay?
Okay.
Then it misproves the statement, the sophomoric statement that the neocons and that the Bush administration uses about how we're safer here because we're fighting over there.
I don't believe that for one minute.
Well, I guess not. When you're catching guys in Florida, I guess not.
Thank you. And it's not just those guys in Florida. It's guys in Canada, okay? It's not knowing who's coming across our borders, north or south.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, there's a whole lot of things. And all I'm trying to say is, I'll give you the point that, yeah, we can't take all of these things and say, okay, if they're all one continuous thing. But I am saying that there is something going on here, okay? And even if you remove Liberty City and Chicago, and even if you remove a few things, okay, the bigger picture says that they don't want black people in this country to vote.
Oh, I 100% agree with that. I think the GOP doesn't want them to vote. I think they want them to stay home. I absolutely 100% have no disagreement with you on that at all.
Okay, well, you have a great vacation, like I said, and I'll talk to you when you get back.
Okay, you got it, man. See you later. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Steve in Centennial. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Steve, hey, what's up?
How's it going? Hey, the connection with this these seven guys in Florida is that on the day that this Rick Santorum weapons of mass destruction thing blows up in the Republican face, they all of a sudden go out and arrest seven guys who, according to the FBI, are posing no imminent threat. That's what it is. They wanted to get the attention off Santorum. What a buffoon he is.
Boy, 18 points down in Pennsylvania, and he comes up with that stuff. And then, you know what? The White House just, like, absolutely undercuts him by saying nothing, and then the Pentagon pulls the rug out from underneath him by claiming that it isn't so.
I know. Did you hear David Kay, the
weapons
inspector last night on Oberman?
Yeah, he claims that he twisted his facts.
Absolutely. Totally beyond any reason the facts have been twisted. What these things were 18-year-old toxic waste that had been left in the desert after the Iran-Iraq war.
You know what? And I'll bet you, you know what? And I'll tell you something. I'll bet you, and I bet you, bet you, bet you, bet you, bet you, that it's got American fingerprints on that stuff, too.
Oh, absolutely. We gave Iraq the toxic weapons back then with Donald Rumsfeld shaking Saddam's hand. That's where they got them.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
that cracks me up. You know, it's like garbage in the desert is now the reason we went to war.
But what do you make of Santorum, man? Do you think he's crazy?
I think he's nuts. I think he's certifiably insane.
I mean, wouldn't you know, I didn't have time this morning to look at the papers on the internet. But wouldn't you love to go look at the Philadelphia Inquirer and go look at the papers in Pennsylvania and see what they have to say about Santorum and about Santorum's performance yesterday?
He's going to fall right through the bottom, right through the floor on those polls, I'll bet.
Well, I hope Bob Casey beats the crap out of him. You know, there's no other. You know what? He deserves to lose. He just really deserves to lose.
He does. Who was the other Kerry in the Senate? Was it Bob Kerry? Senator Bob Kerry? Who's the one who said that Santorum is the Latin word for a-hole?
I don't know. It might have been Bob Kerry, yeah.
That's one of the classic insults of all time.
Yeah, it really is. Santorum, that was a wild thing yesterday when I saw that.
He's nuts.
But you know the weird thing is, man, there are people out there who believe him, who think he's right.
I can't even come close to understanding that mindset.
I was expecting to get a call this morning from somebody saying, see, we found the WMDs. Rick Santorum and Congressman Hoekstra said it. Peter Hoekstra said it's true, so we did find him, and you guys were wrong, and blah, 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 blah. And then I was prepared to have to go through the whole David Kay Dulcifer report argument with him. and about the 1991 and the degraded, and I was prepared to do the whole thing, and so far I haven't had one call about it.
And the White House silence, you're right, is the most telling thing. If these were real weapons of mass destruction, Bush and Cheney and all those guys would be on this that's all they'd be talking about.
That's exactly right. They'd be sticking it in our face. Hey, Steve,
yep.
Great call, man. Thanks
all
for the
right,
call.
See you.
See you later. Boy, would they ever be sticking it in our face. You know, they would be all over it. You don't think Karl Rove wouldn't use that to his advantage? One line open at 303-713-7600, 818, 18 minutes.
At Thundermount, join us at our weekly bike nights this Thursday, where your first beer is on us. And we'll be serving free food while supplies last. Enjoy a cold beer and live music in the brand new Thunder Park Amphitheater. But this Thursday, be a part of the first ever Miss Thunder in the Rockies. First place winner gets a trip for two to Las Vegas, $150 cash, and a feature in Quick Throttle Magazine. The top two contestants advance to the finals, where the grand prize winner takes home $1,000 and gets a feature in Playboy Magazine. Register at ThunderInTheRockies.com. I-25 at Crossroads Boulevard, next to Thunder Mountain Harley-Davidson.
Highway, so right now CDOT is headed to the scene to test out the structural integrity of that bridge. Outside of that, we also have an eastbound I-70 wreck just before I-25 on the right-hand shoulder, as well as a crash along our side street, southbound Yosemite, right at I-225. Today's forecast calls for highs in the mid-80s. Currently, we're at 65 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The Colorado Renaissance Festival, celebrating 30 years of magic. Enjoy the fantasy, knights in shining armor, magicians, minstrels, and comedy, fine arts and crafts, and food fit for a king. The Colorado Renaissance Festival, open weekends through July 30th.
Running out of gas can be a nuisance. If Bonfils Blood Center runs low on blood, their life-saving services can stall. This summer, help keep blood supply levels on full. Donate twice over the summer, and you may win a trip or two to the Ryu Palace Cancun, courtesy of Apple Vacations, America's favorite vacation company. Call 303-363-2300, visit bonfils.org, or make a pit stop at Bonfils Blood Center and give blood fuel for life.
Are you that guy in the neighborhood with that house, with that siding that's chipped and rotting? Come on, your neighbors know you're that guy, and even you can't deny it any longer. Well, James Hardie is the only smart choice for re-siding. In fact, it's on more than 4 million homes across North America. James Hardie gives you the beauty and character of wood without the problems like warping and rotting. And it resists denting and cracking, unlike vinyl siding. But our siding is only part of the story, because the number one siding manufacturer in the country now installs. So we can offer you a complete solution to your re-siding needs with our very own installation teams. Experienced, caring James Hardie professionals who you can trust to get the job done right.
So call 1-866-3-HARDIE today for your free on-site evaluation. And get up to $2,000 off installation when you schedule your re-side by the 4th of July. Some restrictions apply. That's 866-3-HARDIE. Or visit JamesHardieSidingCenter.com.
Call James Hardie today. And then tell your neighbor that now he's that guy.
And now for the bonus round. Mary has $5, Bill has $7. How tall is Bill? 5'11". Correct. If you place peg A into slot C and attach board D, what if you just made a birdhouse? Correct. Why wouldn't everyone rent DVDs from Netflix?
Plans starting at only $9.99 a month, over 60,000 titles, no late fees. I don't know.
Correct! Everyone should have Netflix. Choose your movies online and receive them at home in about one business day. Return them whenever you want in prepaid envelopes. Netflix, it's that easy.
DVDs out at a time, varies by program.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
High gas prices and poor gas mileage can waste a lot of money. Get to AutoZone, pick up some fuel injector cleaner, and start saving gas today. Here's another way AutoZone helps you save. For a limited time at AutoZone, get a dollar off a 12-ounce bottle of Gum Out Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner. See store for details. AutoZone has everything you need to help you save money on gas. So don't hit the road this summer until you get in the zone. AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Throw your suit in a bag, lace up your shoes, and get to work the progressive way. By pedaling. Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in the Denver Regional Council of Governments Wednesday, June 28th for Bike to Work Day 2006. Join us between 6 and 10 a.m. at East Park, located on the north side of Interlochen Boulevard. Help AM 760 in an effort to educate commuters about the benefits of using two wheels to get to work. For more information, log on to am760.net. It's Bike to Work Day 2006 with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Boy, have you ever had a story, a piece of paper, and then you can't find it. 8:22, 22 minutes after 8, high today, 85, mostly sunny. I'm in that situation. You know, New York Times has broken a story, and I cannot find the Times story. I don't know what happened to it, that the United States government has been snooping on people's bank accounts and claiming that they're after terrorist financing. Mr. Turk will retreat. It's on the front page of the New York Times today. Mr. Turk will get that story for me. I had it and don't know what I did with it. Anyway, another example of the government sticking its nose into people's financial affairs. All right, let me go to Annie in Denver. Annie, you're on AM760, Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I got a couple of quick comments here. It is really funny to me that for the last 3 years, all I've heard is our Secret Services are understaffed with people who can speak Muslim languages, that can infiltrate cells, but they just don't have the people to do that. And it's really funny to me now, leading up to the 06 elections, that first they broke that one plot, now this plot, and I really think you're going to hear more and more stuff, great stuff they're going to put out there that they're breaking up and protecting the American people.
Well, I hope they do. I hope they put more out because it just destroys their argument about being safer over here because we're fighting over there. And then you turn around and wield back to them and say, well, look, there's more terrorist spinoff cells forming in North America than there were prior to the Iraqi war. So obviously things are not as safe as they claim.
Home as you think, yeah.
But the thing about speaking, Muslim, who knows if these guys in Florida spoke Muslim, that they were Muslim of the Muslim religion,
right.
But who knows if they spoke Muslim? I think in this situation, I think we got to wait and see because it's just too early, and we don't know enough information other than the unsealed indictment, but we don't have enough information over what went down there. But there are people, you know, for any philosophy that you can name, there are people that are adherents.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, as crazy as the philosophy may be, there are people out there, and look, there are people out there who think Hitler was still right.
Oh, I know. And I wanted to make a comment. I couldn't get through yesterday, and I was so interested when you were talking about minimum wage.
Right.
And I was reading on the computer day before yesterday, and my heart was just broken. Because this, I guess the legislature or the Senate, both of them, whatever, voted themselves a pay raise.
And both the House of Representatives and the Senate both voted themselves pay raises.
And denied a few more cents for minimum wage workers.
Right.
I mean, this is so becoming what Eisenhower warned against, you know? That military-industrial complex, and it's so becoming a have-and-have-not world.
Well, they're disconnected. Listen, they're disconnected from the American public. Let me give you an example of them being disconnected from the American public, if I can find this other story here. Hold on a second. I'll get that one, but wait a minute. I'm looking for this other one here. There's a poll out about the GOP and about immigration, and the poll indicates that the GOP, the people like Tom Tancredo and Sensenbrenner and others are not even in step with their own party. Yeah, here it is. A new poll shows Republican voters don't share as much hostility towards immigrants as members of Congress they elect, according to the website Raw Story. According to a report Thursday in the Wall Street Journal's Washington Wire, a survey conducted for the generally pro-immigration Manhattan Institute, the Terrence Group, found that 80% of likely Republican voters favored allowing illegal immigrants to stay in the U.S. and earn eventual citizenship, in a finding that may draw the attention of skittish congressmen. The poll also found that half those voters would cast ballots for a favored candidate, even if they disagree with the candidate's stand on immigration. So the GOP is so out of step. They're out of step on Iraq. They're out of step on immigration. They're out of step on minimum wage. They're out of step on so many issues, health care. We just have to point this out and continue to keep pointing it out that these are moral imperatives that these things get done.
They're just detached from the average American.
They are totally and completely detached. Annie, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay. Have a great vacation, honey. You are great.
Well, thank you. You're very
Keep
kind.
It up.
You're very kind. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right. Here's Kevin in Littleton. Kevin, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Jay. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, sure. I hear you fine.
Hey, listen, I want to make a comment. You had a gentleman who called in about something about the Republicans suppressing the black vote.
Right, minority voters.
But I totally agree with him. I think I would take it a step further and say these guys, it looks like to me, they're trying to bring back slavery. Only this time they're going to add the rest of us in there, all of us who aren't rich.
Well, that whole debate with that guy, when I thought about it driving home, the whole debate was crazy about showing a birth certificate. You know, you could forge a birth certificate. You could forge a driver's license. The key is not to keep people from voting. The key is to crack down on people who provide forged documents and increase the penalties for that. But the average person does not carry around a birth certificate.
Well,
so what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to disenfranchise them and not give them a right to vote?
No, definitely not. And I have another comment about the guys arrested down there. Is it in Florida?
Yeah, in Florida.
It seems questionable to me about the timing of this happening. You know, the Republicans seem to be coming up with all kinds of stuff now that the election's getting closer, and I'm real leery about that.
I only maintain, though, it makes them look worse, not better.
Yeah, it's true. And Rick Santorum, he looks like a total boob.
You know, I for the life of me cannot understand that. The guy's 18 points down. Is this an act of political desperation? Is this an act of a guy who figures, I mean, why would you stand up and make those kind of statements? And then, you know, the White House undercuts you. The Defense Department undercuts you. And you hang out there to dry and you look like an idiot.
Well, I'm hoping it was a fatal move on his part. Because I'd like to see him gone.
Yeah, I'd like to see Bob Casey beat him. There's no question about it. Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jake.
Okay, see you later. One line open at 303-713-7600. Amelia Earhart, you been flying lately, Amelia?
Not lately. But
why
not? I'm soon. It's expensive, but I'm going to start up again.
Are you?
Yeah.
Now, can you fly by yourself, or do you have to have an instructor in the plane?
Well, technically I can fly by myself, but I choose to have an instructor right now. I'm still learning, but I did solo a couple months ago.
You did solo?
Uh-huh.
And how'd that go?
It went very, very well. It was the most exhilarating thing I ever did.
So where are you going to take Turk and I?
Oh, I didn't think you were going to get in the plane with me. Do you remember this conversation a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, but I don't know. Now I've kind of changed my mind, and I've kind of thought maybe that I was being a little... that I was being a little too harsh and that maybe I should give you a chance.
Okay, let's go to Vegas.
Can you fly to Vegas?
We can, yeah. I mean, not yet, but in a couple months.
How long does it take?
Oh, it would only take a couple hours.
Really?
Yeah, it would be great.
Can you get us there okay?
Sure. You know, I'd like to get my license first.
Oh, you don't have a license?
I told you that I've soloed, but you have to take further training after that.
How much more training do you need?
A couple months. So by the time you get back from your vacation, you can work for a few more months, and then we'll go.
Well, why couldn't we just go there on the weekend?
Like now? I mean, because I can't take you there yet.
No, I'm not talking about this weekend. I'm talking about like in a couple of months.
Let's do it.
So you'd fly us to Las Vegas?
Absolutely.
Say fly on a Saturday afternoon?
Sure.
And then come back like on a Sunday night?
Yeah.
What kind of plane would we fly in?
We would fly in a Cirrus SR-20.
I don't know what that means. How big is that?
It's a four-seater, single-engine aircraft.
Four-seater, single-engine aircraft?
Uh-huh.
You think that could lift all of us off the ground?
Oh, yeah. We'd be fine. They're gorgeous airplanes. I'll show you pictures.
All right. I'm a little nervous.
You asked, Jay.
I'm a little nervous. You couldn't get us one with two engines?
I wouldn't be able to fly it. We could hire a pilot. Or you know.
Why? You can't fly a plane with two engines?
No, that's a whole different rating.
Really? I never knew that. Really?
Yeah.
Seriously, is it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Why is it a different rating?
Well, think about it. What if one of your engines fails? you have to know how to balance the plane and how to compensate for that.
Yeah, but think if you're flying in one of you and you only have one engine and one engine fails.
See, that's the cool part about the plane that I fly. It has a parachute built into it. So if you pull it, the whole plane lowers to the ground. It's the only plane in the world like it.
Do you have a choice where to land it?
Well, sure. I mean, you want to look for a field or...
we'll end up on I-25 during rush hour.
Exactly. Then we really have some traffic.
Yeah, that'd be great. Speaking of traffic, how is it?
Well, did you listen to my last report?
Yes.
There are chunks of the Spear Bridge falling onto I-25 right now.
Oh, come on. Come on, seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, are you kidding
me?
No,
not at all.
What is causing that?
Sometimes semi-trucks that don't have the right clearance kind of clip some of it off. But
do I have to go that way to get to Las Vegas?
Well, you're going to fly or drive?
Drive.
Oh, no, you're probably not going to use I-20. Well, anyway, it'll be fixed up by then. CDOT,
are you sure?
Yeah, CDOT is out there right now. They're testing the structural integrity of the bridge. The bridge inspectors are on scene.
Great. All right, I'll be leaving for Vegas tomorrow because it won't have I-25, so I have chunks of this bridge falling down on I-25. If it hits my car, Amy, I'm holding you responsible.
I know. I would not want that to happen.
All right, what else is going on?
All right, well, because of that one, we've got backups to 58th Avenue, so big-time curiosity slowing for both directions. That left-hand lane of the highway is completely shut down right now. As you can imagine, an alternate route will be pretty helpful. You can use Washington or Huron to get around the slowdown as you make your way through downtown Denver. Outside of that, southbound 225 is still jam-packed between Yosemite and I-25, and eastbounders along I-70 are also a little slow right around I-25. We had a quick crash in the area, but again, that is now completely cleared from the highway drive. Today's forecast, we will see a chance for showers later on this afternoon and highs in the mid-80s. Currently, we're at...
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crusty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
You can shmush a tomato into your nose. You can shmush sand between your toes. You can shmush your tube of toothpaste or shmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can shmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can shmush an orange into juice, and you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to shmush by far is when you go and shmush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You shmush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free schmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational schmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE, 561-FREE.
If you switch to Purina One, we'll find out by logging on to PurinaOne.com and clicking on the 30-day challenge in action link. There you'll see a nationally known pet expert take a puppy through a Purina One 30-day challenge. The pet expert is Warren Eckstein, and Warren is a nationally known pet expert seen regularly on the Today Show. Warren currently selects a healthy puppy named Cleo and starts her on the Purina One puppy formula. Log on to Purina One. Come see and hear how this 8-week-old Australian cattle dog mix does during her 30-day challenge. And when you log on, you'll see Cleo's story from beginning to end, including vet photos, comments, photos, audio clips, all from Warren, all documenting Cleo's journey. Did Purina One help change Cleo's health for the better? Log on today to see how Purina One can help make healthy pets, even like yours and mine, even healthier. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for your free 4-pound bag of Purina One, and get started on the Purina One 30-day challenge with your dog today. The number again, 1-888-606-BARK.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, the must-see documentary Why We Fight, an unflinching look at the anatomy of the American war machine. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
I couldn't be happier with my Regency Bristol Windows. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The decision to put in the Bristol triple pane window has saved me thousands of dollars. They guarantee that it will save you at least 47% on your energy bill, too. Log on to bristolwindows.com and register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. Call Regency Bristol Windows at 303-233-0833 or go to bristolwindows.com.
Find out how affordable quality can be. Regency Windows.
I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire, and I want to earn your tire business with multiple locations, the best pricing on tires, and the best customer service in the industry. Shop the competition, then call Aspen Tire. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk, high today 85. This is an article that is in the New York Times and also the Washington Post today. U.S. gets access to worldwide banking data. The U.S. government gained as sweeping access to international banking records as part of a secret program to choke off financial support for terrorism, officials confirmed yesterday. The Treasury Department officials said they used broad subpoenas to collect the financial records from an international system known as SWIFT. Stuart Levy, the Treasury's Undersecretary for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence, called the subpoenas illegal and proper use of our authorities. Since immediately following 9/11, the American government has taken every legal measure to prevent another attack on our country, said Diane Perino, a Deputy White House Press Secretary. She said this Thursday evening, one of the most important tools in the fight against terror is the ability to choke off funds for the terrorists. The White House and the Treasury Department issued his statements about the secret subpoenas after the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the Los Angeles Times did stories about the program on their websites. And you know what? The government didn't want these publications to make this knowledge public, and I wonder why. All right, let's get back on the phones here, and let me see. We'll go to Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Jeff.
I think basically, this morning I just wanted to talk about Carville. If the Democrats grab onto his coattails, I think, and listen to his message, that's the kind of message we need to be sending to America.
Well, what exactly was he saying?
Well, basically, his message was that we need this debate. Our soldiers deserve debate. They deserve to have their situation talked about in front of America instead of behind closed doors.
Well, I agree with them 100%.
And then Soledad O'Brien attacked him and said, well, all these mixed messages that the Democrats are sending are confusing the constituents. And she's right in some sense, but absolutely wrong in others. She's right in the sense that we need to narrow down our message to at least, you know, maybe three types of ideas that come out that are the good ideas that everybody can somewhat agree on.
What was his answer back to her?
His answer basically was back that the Republicans are not debating at all this message.
See, I think he's absolutely right. I think, and I was thinking about this the last couple of days because I've also made the same statements on the air. I think that the thing is, it's not that we're not unified around one plan. It's the fact that the Republicans have no plans.
Well, their plan is to stay the course.
Which is no plan.
Well, it is no plan, but the Republicans, if you look at it from their mindset, don't look at it that way. They look at it like it's a plan, and if you're going to reach those people that still think that way, you have to say that their plan is stay the course, which Carville said, that their plan is to stay the course, which is wrong because it's failing. And that's their plan, a failed plan, you know. So I think that message rings more true. And the only reason Bill Clinton won in the first place in 92 was because of Carville. I believe that. The guy is a genius. He's very smart in his messaging. I think he's he can be as good as Karl Rove, and I think we need to start getting behind some of these messages.
Well, I think he and Begala at times can be better than Karl Rove, but I think, you know, that we have to keep the emphasis where the emphasis belongs, that it's not about cut and run, that it's not about we have too many plans. It's about that they have no plan, and then and that they have failed in the execution of whatever so-called plan they were supposed to have in Iraq, because Iraq is a miserable failure, and they're the ones that are responsible for it.
That's exactly right, Jay. You have a great weekend. You're doing a great job.
All right, Jeff. Thanks, man. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
They own Iraq, no matter how you look at it. No matter what Marilyn Manson Musgrave says, no matter what Rick O'Donnell says, no matter what Tom Tancredo says, no matter what any of the Republicans out there who are running for the Congress, no matter what any of them say, they own Iraq. They are responsible for it. It's their party that got us there. It's their party that's been running the show. Yes, many Democrats did vote to go to war, but the fact is the White House has been managing the war. Donald Rumsfeld in the Pentagon has been managing the war, and the war has been an utter and miserable failure. And it's been screwed up since the beginning. And the fact is that they own it, and nothing they can say can turn that back around. And I think it's time for Marilyn Manson Musgrave and Tom Tancredo and the rest of them to own up to it, to stand up to it, and to own up to it, and to explain. Marilyn Manson Musgrave should explain her votes with George W. Bush, and she should explain her position on the Iraqi war and how she thinks we should intend to get out. That's what I think. We've had Angie Piccioni on here. She's explained her position. I'd like to know what Marilyn Manson Musgrave's position is. And by the way, she can come on here anytime she wants. It's 8:43. Coming up on 8:44 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. One line open. Open phones here at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, it's okay with me. Just roll it out and we'll get it on.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Bridge inspection continues across southbound I-25. Right at Spear, we had chunks of concrete falling from the bridge onto the highway. Police are currently blocking up that left-hand lane to check out the bridge and make sure everything is safe for you. Right now, we've got Curiosity slowing all the way back to 58th Avenue. So as you can imagine, that's the worst part of this morning's drive. The rest of the highway commute continues to improve. Southbound I-225 is still jamming up, though, between Mississippi and Iliff, and again, right between Yosemite and 25. Northbound I-25 is also beginning to jam up right between 225 and Hampton. Eastbounders along 6th Avenue are also thick from Federal to I-25, but outside of that, not a bad start to the midday drive. Today's forecast calls for highs in the mid-80s. Currently, we're at 66 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married.
Weddings are for everyone this weekend. This Sunday from 10 to 5, visit the AM 760 booth at Pride Fest. Smile for the camera and get your free same-sex wedding picture. Find all the details on am760.net. It's Pride, not Prejudice, with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Alliance Commercial Partners reminds parents, summer is here and our children's attention is on friends and fun adventures out of doors. It's a time when a persuasive stranger could easily find a youngster preoccupied. Make sure your children are using the buddy system, as well as a safe route to and from activities. Remind your kids if they ever have a problem with a stranger to run, yell, and tell. This is from Alliance Commercial Partners in Lakewood. That's Alliance Commercial Partners, showing their concern for the children in our community.
Next on America Uncovered. Where have all the wrinkles gone? Where are all the worry lines? Cosmeceutical companies who prosper from fixing wrinkles are concerned, and they're blaming Swedish automaker Volvo. They say that Volvo's focus on making the world's safest cars is making people too relaxed and carefree, causing worry lines to become a thing of the past. Volvo's invitation to visit your local retailer for the current model year-end sales event with attractive lease offers can only make things worse. Officials at Volvo remain unapologetic and say that making safe cars is what they do, and they're pleased that more people are able to afford a Volvo because of the sales event.
Right now, lease a new 2006 Volvo XC90 for $399 a month for 36 months. $3,443 due at signing. Taxes, title, and registration fees extra. Visit DenverVolvoDealers.com or call 877-24-VOLVO.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we don't think you should ever settle for a routine breakfast sandwich. So let's say you're driving to work holding your fast food egg muffin combo. How do you make it into something worth eating? First, get rid of that spongy egg patty. Just throw it out the window. It's biodegradable. Probably. Replace it with a fluffy bacon and scallion omelet. Next, exchange that bland muffin for a fresh baked hollow roll. Peel off the processed cheese, flip it onto the road, and replace it with a layer of real Swiss. Finally, add a spicy chili schmear. So now you've got absolutely nothing you started with. Instead, you're holding the new Spicy Elmo from Einstein Brothers, where we make what just may be the world's greatest breakfast sandwiches. You're probably also holding a littering ticket. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Hey, how was practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. Ask whoever does your brakes if they use ASE certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. So head to Midas, America's leader in brakes, where you can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss out on the great summer specials at your Denver metro area Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And it's open phones this Friday at 8:49, 11 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. High today, 85, mostly sunny. One line open at 303-713-7600. I'll be on vacation next week. We have a whole truckload full of people sitting in, including David Sirota. We'll have Big Ed Schultz. Who else is going to be here? Aaron Hart and Darren McKee will sit in for me. I'll be gone. I'll be back July the 5th. So Mary and I are going to get a little time away. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Genevieve in Denver. Genevieve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I'm on my way to work. My ear was going numb waiting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway, I just had this idea about this whole, we're talking about the voting possibly is, you know. Remember the last time when the voting happened, there was some story that broke saying that even dead people voted.
Right.
How do you go about, you know, trying to fix it and stuff? Well, everybody, they say that everybody's fingerprint is different, right? Well, why don't they implement a machine to where basically you scan fingerprint? So you have to basically be present to vote. And well, basically, like, you know, if they committed crimes or whatever, they're criminals, they can't vote or whatever, you know, it would come up. Or what about retinal scanning, you know?
Well, I mean, it's expensive.
Go high-tech, you know. It's like the government's doing everything. I mean, they have everything at their disposal. They're like, you know, snooping around, you know, into people's money, background, everything. You know, why don't you just go high tech and do it to where it cannot be manipulated?
Well, because the taxpayers have to pay for it. But getting an honest voting system is something that every county and every state needs to work on. A woman called me with an absentee ballot idea, but I didn't want to promote it on a national radio show because I don't know if in some areas it would work. Although I understand in Jefferson County, a lot of Democrats there plan to vote absentee. So maybe voting absentee is the way to go. I don't know.
I don't know. Just implementing something high-tech, I think, will be the way to go because it's kind of like, you know,
But you're talking taxpayers' money there, though.
Yeah. But, I mean, if it's going to mean being honest, you know, if putting somebody on in office honestly, I think everybody would be, you know, up for it. I mean, so you spend a little bit of extra money. I mean, the taxpayer pays for a lot of senseless stuff, you know, from time to time. You know, but this would actually be for a really good cause.
Well, if they could come up with a good system, I'd be all for it.
I don't know. That was just my idea.
Well, not a bad one. I'm glad you called up with it.
Alrighty. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Glenn in Denver. Glenn, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, you tree-hugging, frog-kissing, love-your-country liberal, I love you, too.
I love you, too, man. Thanks.
Yeah, I find it interesting in the right side when they talk about patriotism and they do swing it our way. I think it's great. I'm all with you on that one. Rip into it, you know. I mean, my fiancé's father did 3 tours, rushed a machine gun nest. It's almost like a story out of a Quentin Tarantino movie. And my father, you know, Air Force, and his brother loaded bullets onto, you know, wings of airplanes in World War II in the middle of the Pacific Ocean under attack by the Japanese. They all voted Democrat. I guess that makes them unpatriotic.
Right.
Wrong answer.
Exactly. I mean, all of those things. I mean, the things that they do that they beat up on, like they beat up on labor unions, well, you know, I'd like to turn back around on them and ask them, how do they think they got a 5-day week? How did we get childhood labor laws? They certainly didn't come from conservatives. Conservatives didn't come up with the idea of childhood labor laws. The conservatives didn't come up with the idea of civil rights. Conservatives didn't come up with the idea of any kind of worker protections. We came up with those ideas. Those belong to us. And then they've only done, the one thing they've done is they made the country stronger, not weaker.
Yeah, and I remember there were conversations. I believe Bob McNamara talked about that and different strategies that Lyndon Johnson had. And when he decided to go forward with the Voter Rights Act and really try to help represent the Black Caucus voting, it cost him a hell of a lot of political support in the whole South.
Yep,
he
sure
knew
did.
It, but he said, I think on an esoteric level, that guy may have been a bastard in many ways, but he was right about one thing. Everyone deserves the right to vote.
Because he knew it was morally the right thing to do, and that we're conservatives today, and the Republican Congress today lacks the morals to do the right thing.
I know. There's absolutely no oversight. I guess that, in the end, what we're going to have to do is it will be the power of the people that does this. And yesterday I was listening to an interview with Greg Palast. I actually went to a bookstore yesterday and bought about $150 worth of books. And I bought 2 of his. I've just been reading a little bit of his stuff. And I find that stuff fascinating because he actually does investigative journalism. And he talks how the stories don't get picked up in the U.S., and one particular one was where a secretary in the GOP was supposed to relay some information, some memos from another, I believe it was the head of the Republican committee in Florida, and she accidentally loaded it into georgebush.org instead of .com, which would have been secret, and it were voter rolls. They were called caging lists.
Caging lists, yep.
Right, 85,000 voters, they were all essentially black. Now, get this. They were questioned because of their addresses. And then when you start to look at the list, the addresses that they were questioning would say Bethesda, or Naval Base. They were in the war, and they were sending their absentee ballots back, and they knew this. And then when they got confronted with it, as you know, a few days ago or just yesterday, they decided to hold off on a vote about the Voter Rights Act, which made that completely illegal. So, in effect, what they're doing is something illegal, hoping to have enough time to make what they did illegal, legal.
Yep, exactly. Well, you know, when you talk about buying all those books, did you buy the David Sirota book?
I did buy the David Sirota book.
Oh, God, read that book first. Read that book first.
Because
that is the most important book released this year.
I was reading a little bit on 2 of them. I also bought the book The Inconvenient Truth by Al Gore, let alone the movie. I mean, the book is really straightforward, and there's tons of simple information. And I, you know, so many things about when you get confronted with the absolute, undeniable truth, and you sit there, and, you know, that one comedy guy, Lewis Black, I think he did that show, Red, White, and Screwed, and he goes, Lewis Black, and he goes, there's just got to be a point where people on the right, people on the left, people in the middle, blue, purple, green, I don't give a damn who you are. You look at footage and go, this is what the hell it is. I mean, you just can't lie about it anymore. When you see caging lists and they did that. When George Bush was in a meeting about Katrina and he was told. I mean, when they do these things about spying on people and he said they get warrants, they don't, he knew it, he lied, we see it. We've got to start agreeing on stuff. And maybe it is the power of your radio station and people like you, Jay, and bless your heart, and Ed Schultz, and Randy Rhodes, and Al Franken, everybody else out there that is absolutely trying to get the truth out. Because I am so sick of people like Ann Coulter and Sean Hannity. I listened to his show the other day, and I just about puked on my television screen.
Because he hasn't got the moral courage to talk about what's really going on in this country. He hasn't got the moral courage to confront the corruption and to confront the things that are going on. I mean, he's just a mouthpiece for corporate America.
Well, and again, what I find interesting about, you know, about pundits and just ridiculously ignorant arguments that people like he make, these people would call in, and I swear I was watching the TV show, and you can see these just sniveling grin on his face. I can hear it in his voice, knowing that he's full of it. But he's just riding that gravy train all the way to the freaking bank, and you know he's doing that. I know. I think he has a little bit more evil interest in mind, because I truly do think a lot of people on that side that want to portray people like, you know, people that just happen to have a different viewpoint, a progressive viewpoint, is unpatriotic and painting as we're the problem and actually putting this crap out there does so much harm to our country. And he knowing that, and Coulter knows it too. I mean, that's just projection. She's here talking about those women marinating in their husband's death. Give me a break. How'd you like to tell your kids your father's never coming home and you're never going to see your husband again?
Oh, I know. And you know what?
You have every right to get out
there. And you know what? Let me tell you something. The hypocrisy of these people, they raised hell over Ward Churchill and they raised hell over Benish, but they have nothing to say about Ann Coulter, because you know something? They're morally bankrupt and they're hypocrites. Hey, man, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, dude. Hey, have a great vacation, man.
All right, we'll talk to you when I get back.
All right, bye-bye,
man. Take care, man. All right. More open phones coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Gas prices got you down? On Wednesday, June 28th, you can dust off your tire pump and bypass the gas pump. It's Bike to Work Day. Join thousands of commuters who are riding instead of driving on Bike to Work Day. Enjoy fitness, fresh air, and freedom from your normal frustrating commute. Plus free food and giveaways at more than 100 metro area breakfast stations. And the chance to win fantastic prizes. Gear up for Bike to Work Day on Wednesday, June 28th. To register yourself or your company for this fun, free event, call the Denver Regional Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program at 303-458-POOL or visit drcog.org. That's drcog.org today. Bike to Work Day is brought to you by the Denver Regional Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program, RTD, Nine News, Panera Bread, Noodles & Company, Colorado Athletic Club, Cliff Bar, Comcast, and the Colorado Department of Transportation.
AM 760. Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. KKZ and Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at am760.net.
CBS News, this is Barry Bagnato live in Washington, where Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez has just provided details of the alleged terrorist plot to blow up buildings in the U.S., including Chicago's Sears Tower.
Seven men were arrested yesterday in Miami on charges of conspiring to support the al-Qaeda terrorist organization.
He says they sought to deliver a blow greater than 9/11.
These individuals wish to wage a quote, full ground war against the United States. These individuals also allegedly stated the desire to, quote, kill all the devils we can.
And they allegedly took steps toward attack as an undercover FBI operative watched.
Those steps included seeking out uniforms and weapons, conducting a reconnaissance.
The FBI says the plot was more aspirational than operational. Managers at the Sears Tower say they were told there has never been evidence of a credible terrorist threat. This is Barry Bagnato in Washington. Now with more on the story, here's Nick Young.
Well, in Miami's Liberty City neighborhood, people living near the warehouse where the raid was carried out yesterday say they watched the men implicated in the plot conduct military drills. Reporter Yusela Ramirez of CBS affiliate WFOR-TV.
Neighbors thought it was a little suspicious that they were doing these activities right outside of the warehouse, and were told that this was some sort of karate school.
How to generate more traffic in the showrooms? Well, Chrysler says within a few days it's going to announce a big program of price slashing to clear out its inventory. Standard & Poor's director Robert Schultz says when spring turns to summer, the sales incentives follow.
That specter of some sort of widespread discounting, whether it's employee discount, 0% financing for 6 years, those are always tools in these companies' marketing toolboxes that are never far from from being used.
Well, GM says for now it has no plans to revive its employee pricing program, but industry sources say the company says it will counter by offering a 0% six-year financing program in most of this year's models beginning next week. The lightning's flashing, the thunder's rumbling, and your cell phone rings. Do you answer? Well, there's a warning in a British medical journal that says you better not. Here's CBS News reporter Vicky Barker in London.
Lightning is attracted to metal and open spaces, so talking on your cell phone in a park or parking lot is not a great idea. If you are struck, your injuries can be much worse if you're on a cell phone because the lightning can pass through the phone and into your body with potentially deadly results.
Are we becoming more isolated from each other? There are signs the answer is yes. A new study finds that 20 years ago, the average American had three friends close enough to confide in. Now, the number is two, with one in four people with not even one good friend. Duke University's Lynn Smith-Lovin is co-author of the study.
People may be connected in other ways. They may be connected through the Internet or through more peripheral kinds of ties, but these close ties seem to be shrinking.
And on Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 4 points, while the NASDAQ is down one. This is CBS News.
You trust your car to take you places this summer. So who do you trust to take care of your car? Sears Auto Centers. Full-service car care, bumper to bumper. From diehard batteries to all the top tire brands, even on Sundays. All backed with a national guarantee of satisfaction. And right now it's our biggest Michelin tire sale of the year, with Michelin tires at the lowest prices of the season. You're going places this summer. Make sure your car is going to the place that protects it best. Sears Auto Centers. See store for guarantee details. Exclusions apply. See LN7806.
Where do you want to be?
I'll bet you a dollar if we look on Remax.com, we'll just find Remax listings.
I bet you're wrong.
Okay, let's see. Remax, somebody else, somebody else.
Looks like all the listings to me.
Why would Remax do that?
To give us consumers what we want.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, way cool.
Just like you.
Yeah, thanks, but you still owe me a dollar.
Find your perfect place. It's easier than ever at Remax.com. Nobody sells more real estate than Remax. Each office independently owned and operated.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Bob Beaupre says Mark Holtzman's exit from the governor's race is a big step forward. The congressman saying Holtzman called him personally before bowing out.
It was a very pleasant conversation. He has always said for months and months and months that if I were the nominee, he would stand right alongside me and support me, and he is true to his word.
Beaupre saying that he believes Holtzman's fight to remain on the August primary ballot made him a better candidate to be Colorado's next governor. A tornado damaging homes in Elbert County.
One residence that was occupied had damage to the roof as well as damage to the trees. No injuries occurred as a result.
The sheriff's dispatcher saying it happened around 2 o'clock yesterday, southwest of the town of Elbert. Another home under construction in the area was severely damaged. There were no injuries, fortunately. Tornadoes also were sighted near Elizabeth. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. We still have major delays across southbound I-25, beginning at 58th Avenue, extending all the way down to Spear. Now, there are concrete debris on the highway blocking up the two left-hand lanes of southbound I-25. Now, this is actually falling down from the bridge, so CDOT inspectors are currently on scene checking out the structural integrity of that bridge. So do expect that Curiosity delays both north and southbound to last for about the next hour or so. Now, outside of that, eastbound 6th Avenue is still running heavy between Federal and I-25, and northbound I-25 is now jamming as you make your way across the Denver Tech Center, heading up from Hampton, 225, heading up towards Hampton itself. Today's forecast calls for...
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it. And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know
weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318. Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Geographic had a special issue on world population growth and stuff like that.
Well, you know, it's like this administration can't separate its religious philosophy from governmental philosophy.
The religious philosophy versus reality.
Yeah, that's part of it, too. You're right. That's probably a better way to put it, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, science as well.
Yeah, well, definitely when it comes to science. I mean, they're floating a junk science out there to fit their religious viewpoint and the viewpoint of their big corporate contributors, mainly oil. You know, the Earth is hotter now than it's been in 200 years, and they're still running around denying that global warming is going on.
Yeah, or that humans are part of the cause.
Yeah, exactly, right. I mean, like, we can just burn oil and fossil fuels forever, and one of these days we're just going to have to stop burning fossil fuels. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're going to run out of it. There was a special energy issue also from National Geographic several years ago, and basically it sounded to me as if we're running out of oil, but according to this issue of National Geographic, uranium, for those people who want to go nuclear, we have maybe like a 30-year supply of uranium.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to go to alternative fuels, that's for sure. And you know what? There's big money to be made in alternative fuels, too. And it's going to create jobs, and it's going to create opportunities. And Al Gore is right about that. Have you seen his movie, An Inconvenient Truth?
We want to see it.
Oh, go see it. You'll really like it.
Yeah.
It's really a good movie. You'll really like it.
I'm pretty certain we will. Well, thanks, Jay. That pretty much is what I thought that I'd point your viewers to, or listeners to those three things for more information on stuff.
Well,
on a problem that nobody points to as a source of, you know, possible terrorism, possible future wars, is world population.
Yep, exactly. Call any time. Okay. More than happy to have you on.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Let's go to Kelly in Aurora. Kelly, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing this morning?
Doing good.
It's all packed, ready to rock?
Huh?
You're all packed up, ready to rock?
Yeah, I'm ready to go, man.
That's cool. Hey, did you see the article this morning about 500-some chemical weapons they found in Iraq since the 2003 war?
No, those weapons date back to 1991. They're from the Iran-Iraq war. They were found in the desert near the Iran-Iraq border.
Yeah, I read about it, too. And they put a few falsehoods in it. It's, oh, you know, that some people feel that they're not... Yeah, they have degraded. That's all weapons do. But, you know, they were like, they're no more deadly than some things under your kitchen sink. And I doubt Mary has any militarized aerosol military weapons under her kitchen sink.
No, she probably doesn't. But the point is that Rick Santorum and Representative Hoekstra are trying to make out that they are the weapons of mass destruction that we invaded Iraq for is absolutely false.
Well, I think the only point is that they're still around. I'm concerned about...
They're not still around because Saddam Hussein never had them. He never had them to begin with.
No, he used a bunch of them. He
never had them to begin with. They were destroyed, and he never had them. And we had somebody inside.
How did we find 500? They were destroyed.
Those 500 are left over. Boy, I knew I was going to get a call on this. Those 500 that we found that Santorum was waving around are left over from the Iraq-Iran war from 1991. They're probably agents that we sold them in their battle against the Iranians, and they are not the WMDs that we were looking for when we went into Iraq. The Pentagon has said that they are not the WMDs. The White House has kept quiet about it. And do you think that if they were the WMDs that we were looking for, do you think that the White House would keep quiet about it? They would be screaming to high heavens about it. And finally, we invaded Iraq because we believed that they had nuclear weapons, and we were told about the mushroom clouds. And you know what? There are no nuclear weapons in Iraq.
Jay, I'm not arguing that point. My point is 500 still laying around old chemical weapons is an extreme danger. I'm a chemist, and I can tell you that these things are – they may not be the force that they had when they were new and shiny, but these things still can kill people. They still could be used as a dirty bomb as such. You know, it could contaminate just tons of things in
yes,
areas.
Yes, and the Dulcifer Commission and David Kaye predicted that we would be finding these left over from the Iran-Iraq war on an ongoing basis.
Right. Yeah, my only concern is if we don't find all these leftovers, that the bad guys will. And there are plenty of bad guys in Iraq. And I just, hope they continue to look and destroy these things because they pose a huge problem to the world.
David Kaye says that they pose no more than what would pose a bad skin burn.
I worked special weapons in the Air Force for my first 6 years, and it seems funny that bombs built in the 50s, 60s in America. We had to go through every safeguard in the world to destroy in the 80s on Johnson the Pole out in the Pacific Ocean. I mean, these things are...
Yeah, but these have been degraded over time, and now are you making a case that David Kaye does not know what he's talking about?
Well, he's one opinion of many, many chemicals.
Well, yeah,
world.
He's one opinion, but he's the chief arms inspector for this administration and this government.
Yeah, I still think that, the likelihood of all of them being degraded to the point that there are no problems is zero. They do pose a great hazard, even if the toxic material that they're made of and were to be exploded. But I think and hope that we continue to look and we continue to find these old things and blow them up, burn them up, do whatever we need to do to make sure that they're not a threat and they surely don't fall in the wrong hands.
Well, I continuously hope that we find a creative and progressive way to get out, and a moral way to get out of Iraq, so that we don't have to have our men out there in the middle of the desert looking for things that have been around there since 1991. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for the time. Let's go to Sherry in Denver. Sherry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you?
Hi.
I called to say have a great time on your vacation. I know you will.
Oh, thanks.
And the other thing I wanted to say after listening to that gentleman, about 12 years ago, this is really strange, I did a lot of mountain work, and it seemed like every time I heard a news report, it was in the mountains. And it was about journalism and the papers and the newscasters and what the conservative right had decided to do. And it talked about how they would get reporters, journalists on television, their own news coming out. And I remember laughing about it, thinking this is so far-fetched, it won't happen. No, it won't happen. Because they even mentioned the New York Times, and they mentioned a lot of other people, and it was about a half-hour report on PBS. And lo and behold, it's all come true.
Yeah.
And I think that was the scary, I thought, no. Because you laugh about it, you think, no. You know the papers really aren't left, but you knew that at least they wouldn't.
They're not that way anymore.
No, because they don't stop anything. I mean, they don't, it's like, as somebody said, take the money and run. They're put there, they're planted there, and they really don't care. And I think that's so obvious. But the thing that I did call yesterday about was, and I got disconnected about three times because I was back in the mountains, was the minimum wage. And I wonder, I don't know, it's just a question that I want to ask you. When they vote themselves a raise in our government, the Senate, can't they turn down that raise to show that they're not pleased?
I suppose they could.
But you notice no one does?
No, they never do.
I mean, you know, gee, you know, gosh, oh, isn't that a shame? Oh, we can't raise it, but we'll take the money. The other thing I wanted to say was, you know, everybody says, well, you know, the low-income worker is only getting so much an hour. And I thought, and I always felt that way. You know, I never really thought about it because I felt I was making enough money and I wasn't having a problem, that it really didn't affect me. Well, it affects everyone because if you don't raise that rate, companies don't give their workers more money. And
it affects all of us.
Yes.
And it's a moral issue.
It is. I mean, it really is. I mean, I've always felt that people should be paid well, and I didn't, you know.
The idea that we tax work and not wealth is a moral issue. The idea that we force people, that we operate a society where people have to live in poverty because we can't raise the minimum wage since 1997 while CEOs are making 241 times or 264 times what the average worker is making, that's a moral issue.
Of course it is. Well, they said that the Japanese, when they heard that, were disgusted with us years ago. I mean, when it wasn't even that high. And they thought that that was horrible, and a lot of the European companies do. But it goes to prove that our government and a lot of people really don't care about what
we think.
No,
it goes to prove that our government's in the hands of corporate America is what it goes to prove.
And
Sherry, thank you.
Okay.
I got to go.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate
you.
The time. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
9:18, 18 minutes after 9 on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. It's open phones, and I got one line open, and it's good to have you participating in the program this morning. Nice to have you along. One day, well, actually now it's less than an hour before vacation starts, and next week there'll be a whole bunch of people filming.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
You can smush a tomato into your nose. You can smush sand between your toes. You can smush your tube of toothpaste or smush some wine around your buds of taste. You can smush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can smush an orange into juice, and you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to smush by far is when you go and smush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You smush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free smushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational smushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE, 561-FREE.
Herbs help this woman lose a lot of weight.
It's the easiest diet I've ever been on in my life.
Herbs can help you too. Fiber to absorb fat, nopal cactus to metabolize sugars, and hootia to suppress your appetite, plus fat-burning agents and vitamins. And you know what contains all of these? Kaido Gold.
I didn't change my eating habits at all.
I'm Tom Martino. With this special, buy three bottles, get three bottles free with free shipping. 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level. Visit customersarelistening.com.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Zone. AutoZone. Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 922, 22 minutes after 9. High today, 85. Mostly sunny skies. J. Marvin here. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good to have you along. And it's open phones 303-713-7600. And this just in, Transportation Secretary Norm Mineta, due to step down in July. Going to call it quits, leave the Bush administration, and going to get out while the getting's good. Let's go to Gene in Lakewood, who's been hanging on. Gene, hi, you're on AM 760. Oh, Gene, I got you?
You got me.
Okay, I thought for a second I hung up on you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know, if I wanted to call up and make you angry, the first thing I would do would be to make you attack your patriotism. That would work, wouldn't it?
Well, it would. Wouldn't it make you mad if somebody attacked yours?
Oh, yeah, this wasn't meant to be negative. What I want to do is illustrate something here. From time to time in your discussions of the immigration issues, you expound the idea that perhaps those of us who are don't agree with your point of view are the point of view of some people, that we're perhaps racist, and that upsets me terribly. Because I am not a racist, okay? I can guarantee you that. And if we had the time and we're face to face, I could illustrate my my displeasure quite easily. You know, I've worked all my life with people who generally have been discriminated against, cripples, people of color. I am not a racist. I was not raised in a racist family, okay? So I take issue with the fact that you can characterize people who don't agree with your point of view about immigration as racist.
I don't think that all people who disagree with me about my point of view about immigration are racist, but I think there are people involved in the anti-immigration movement who are racist.
If we take across,
and if we go to the Southern, if you go to the Southern Poverty Law Center website, and if you go look, you'll see where they've documented that information. What I do think is I think that it is a very complicated issue, that it is not simply worked out, and that it is going to take a lot of compromise and a lot of strain all the way around the circle in order to get it solved, and that building walls, deporting people, and beating up on undocumented workers is not going to get the problem solved. That's where I stand.
Well, okay. Now, the issue here, in my estimation, is that, you know, what we're talking about, a wall and more stringent laws and this and that, that's like carrying the leaky fountain pen with a rubber glove. Okay? It's stupid. All right? The issue is that we need to bring our economic muscle to bear against Mexico to where it becomes a more modern society that doesn't tend to shift its poor, downtrodden, underprivileged classes to us. That's the issue.
I agree 100% with that.
Okay. Well, we can do that quite easily. All right? If you'll remember, the moment that Bush said he's sending troops to the border, who was on the phone? remember? Vincente Fox, oh, gosh, don't do this. You know, this is terrible. Oh. You know, so who knows what took place in that conversation, what Bush said. Well, maybe it's just a show, Vincente. Don't worry about it. It's not going to harm you. We don't know. We don't know what Vincente Fox says. But we do know that we got his attention in a big hurry, didn't we?
Well, I think the whole anti-immigration movement got his attention. But I think the thing is, it's very simple. It's economics. And I've used this example on the air millions of times. I'll use it again with you. Look, we're sitting in Colorado. If we get paid $5 an hour to do something in Colorado, and we know over in Nevada they're paying $25 an hour, where are you going to do? Are you going to stay in Colorado, or are you going to go to Nevada? You're going to go to Nevada because it pays more money.
No, I may not go to
You're
Nevada.
You're going to go. Most people would. All right. Then most. You know. Then have the intellectual integrity to tell me that most people will go where the higher wages are. And I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about within the continent, but within the United States of America. A lot of people went to Alaska to work up in Alaska because it paid good money on the oil pipelines, and it paid good money up there. They had no intentions of living up there permanently. Some of them settled permanently, but they went there because it paid more money. 9 times out of 10, people are going to go where there's more money. And what we have now is we have an inequity in money between the United States and Mexico. And what we need to do is we need to cure that problem. We need to...
How would you suggest we do that?
Well, first thing I'd do is I'd unplug NAFTA. That's number one. And the other thing I'd do is I'd unplug CAFTA. That's number two, so that we'd stop dumping American goods into Mexico, and we'd stop driving farmers off their land and leaving them homeless and hungry and with no place to go. That's number one. And number two, I'd encourage investment, and I would come up with some kind of a Marshall Plan for Mexico to help get it up on its feet and to get it economically up on its feet. And the Mexicans who are worried about their border with Guatemala have got to turn around and do exactly the same thing. Those are the only ways we're going to cure this problem, because it's a matter of economics.
I don't think we need a Marshall Plan, and I'll tell you why. It isn't our duty to support the wealthy class in.
It has nothing to do with the wealthy class.
Yes, it does.
I never once in what I said anything about the wealthy class. If you want to jump over into the topic of the wealthy class and the unequal redistribution of the wealth in Mexico, that's a whole other topic to tackle, and I'm happy to get into that too. I never brought that part up.
I know you didn't. I am.
And I think that there is a problem
there.
You're
saying, okay, what would a Marshall Plan do?
We have to encourage investment. We have to encourage some form of jobs. We have to encourage a situation where people don't have to leave home in order to feed their families. That's what we have to do.
Okay, let me ask you, as an investor, would you invest in Mexico with the current government and the corruption that's there?
No, I'd like to see it cleaned up. But I'll tell you one thing, if I had the United States as a partner in investing in it, and if I had the unfair trade laws dismantled, I certainly wouldn't mind taking a look at it. We did it at one time, and then we moved those factories moved to China.
Let's take one issue at a time here, okay? I agree with you about NAFTA and the trade imbalance, and I also would throw in the maquiladoras, okay?
Which are gone now. They've gone to China.
They probably so.
Well, they have.
Well, okay. Well, we don't. I'm not going to debate that issue with you, because I don't have the facts at my command to make an honest statement. All right, but we do know this. We do know that in dollars, Mexico is so far down, and other poor nations are ahead of it, that it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and we've exploited that all these years.
Yes. According to the Private Sector Center for Economic Studies, they calculate that 34% of businesses in Mexico pay extra official sums totaling $11 billion to functionaries and parliamentarians.
Well, there's no question. But
we need to do something about this.
Well, we have to lean on them. We have to lean on them to clean up the unequal redistribution of the wealth.
That is my point.
And, well, I don't disagree with you on that.
Okay. Now, how do you lean on them, though? I don't think giving them a program would help. It would just get funneled into the...
I said a plan is not a program. A plan is not a program. It's got to be comprehensive, and you've got to lean on them to clean themselves up human rights wise. You've got to lean on them to clean themselves up workers rights wise. You can't unionize in that country without ending up getting shot. You've got to change all of those things.
Well,
but until we start paying attention to our neighbors to the south and paying as much attention to our neighbors as the south as we pay attention to what's going on in Iraq. Then you know something? Then things will begin to change. But until we do that, things are never going to change. They're going to remain the same. Because it's in a matter of economics. That's what it's a matter of. It's not a matter of anything else.
We're on the same track here. We're on the same page. It is a matter of economics.
That's right.
The issue between you and I suppose, is how do we go about changing. No revolution takes place.
You negotiate
without some blood.
How you do it is you sit down and have negotiations over it. That's how you sit down. How you sit down is you start to talk to them and pressure them the same way we pressure other countries, the same way we lean on other countries when we don't get what we want. And we do plenty of leaning, and this country has always done plenty of leaning. But can you name me the last time we leaned on Mexico?
No, you're right. I agree. But I think, quite truthfully, a forceful, vigorous stand to bring to slow down the immigration, if you want to call it that, is one of the ways that you would bring this to their attention, that they don't have to give up some of their rights.
I don't think you're ever going to get that done. And I'll tell you something else. You've got to have stiff penalties towards employers who use illegal labor.
Oh, I agree. There's work to be done on this area.
All right, I've got to go get traffic. I appreciate the call. We're not that far off.
No, we're not.
I'm not saying you're a racist, but there are people who are connected to this
who are racist,
and they also politically profit off of that hate.
Well, there were racists here before this issue came to the forefront.
No, but they're using it.
Well, who's doing that?
Well, you want me to name names?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, one of them is Tom Tancredo.
Well, I agree. You know, but in any revolution, there are always people who are extreme on both sides.
You know what, though? It's not a revolution. That's not the point. The point is, it's not a revolution, Gene. The point is, it's a problem, and it's a problem that if you set aside the hysteria, it's a problem that can be worked out and can be cured like anything else, because we have the power, we have the imagination, and we've got to know how to do it. But as long as you engage in hysteria, all you end up doing is people get political mileage, and we cloud the issue. Thank you for the call. It's 9:34 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Okay, Amy, go ahead. Is the traffic any better than it was? Oh, did we lose Amelia?
Oh, no, Jay. I'm going to miss you while you're gone. I prepared a Las Vegas traffic report for you.
Oh, I thank you. I am going to miss you, too.
Aww.
All right, have they got all that cleared up out there?
Yeah, everything's pretty much cleared up now. We're looking much better across I-25 at Spear. All lanes of the highway have now reopened, and we're back to normal. The rest of the drive is looking great as well. Southbound 225, just a bit heavy between Tamarack and I-25, but not a bad start to that midday drive. Now, today's forecast, we'll see highs in the mid-80s, and currently we're at 69 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic. 24 hours in the
day. University of Colorado Hospital's minimally invasive surgery center providing the highest quality care, resulting in less pain, scarring, and recovery time.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-422-1482. Again, that's 1-800-422-1482. 1-800-422-1482.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-332-4694 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-332-4694. That's 1-800-332-4694.
And Progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
5:38, 38 minutes before the hour. High today 85, mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And it's open phones. One line open at 303-713-7600. And let's go to Jeremy in Louisville, who's been waiting for quite a while. Jeremy, thank you, and go ahead. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good. Hey, after listening to that guy before this last guy call, I felt compelled to give you a ring and give my two cents in on the whole dirty bomb thing.
Sure.
You know, it's just, you know, these guys will stoop to anything to validate this Iraq invasion, including this alarmist rhetoric on dirty bombs. You know, the fact of the matter is we all have dirty bombs in our kitchens, technically, if you think about it. You know, the terrorists don't need to be looking in Iraq. We have them in our kitchens and our microwaves, you know. You can tweak a microwave and make that a dirty bomb. So it's all this alarmist sky is falling, ooh, you know, dirty bomb stuff that's just, it's just ridiculous. It's just another one of their scare tactics to, you know, scare the sheep into, you know, falling prey to this crap. You know?
Well, I think we do have to be careful and we do have to be on the alert because there are people in the world who do want to do us harm. But I think, like, for instance, with this latest thing in Miami, whether it pans out to be something or it doesn't pan out to be something, to me it makes the administration look bad because they claim that we're safer since we went into Iraq, and apparently I guess we're not safer, are we?
Absolutely. You know, the whole fighting them over there so we don't have to fight them over here is just, you know, complete nonsense.
Yeah, but I guess it is.
It's ridiculous. But, yeah, you know, they're going to get exposed. They continue to get exposed every day. It's just a matter of people like you, you know, pointing it out and continuing to, you know, point it out. But one last point on the illegal immigrant thing. I, you know, that conversation there take place. You know, the United States does have an illegal immigrant problem. Just ask the American Indians.
Yeah, well, that's true. Well, we do have a problem. We have to work it out. The trouble is that what people want is they want simple slogans and simple answers. And
right.
The problem is that it's very complex, and it's going to take a very long time to work out and fix. It didn't just start yesterday, and it's not going to go away. And people like Governor Bill Owens with his special session and Tom Tancredo with all of his utterings, they are gaining political mileage out of a problem, and they're gaining political mileage off the backs of undocumented workers who basically go out and cut lawns, wash dishes, do jobs that a lot of Americans won't do because the wages aren't high enough, and it's not going to get solved simply by advocating kicking them all out or by building a wall or by putting troops down on the border. We're going to have to deal with Mexico, which is what I think the last guy and I were both in agreement about.
And
because people leave home because it's a chance, because they want to feed their families and they want to feed themselves.
It's a human rights issue. That's all it is, you know. And our footprint is so big in so many places across the world. What do you expect? I'd be doing the same thing, you know. We've tampered and blemished our, you know, we've gotten ourselves involved in so many places around the world. What do these people have left other than to go survive?
We've profited and we've enjoyed the corruption in Mexico for years.
Right.
I lived on the border. Anybody who's lived on the border can testify to the fact that we've loved the drugs, the prostitution, the drinking, the bribing of cops, the mordida, the whole shtick. We haven't given a damn one way or the other about how the populace has been treated, about what's gone on over there. We've paid little or no attention to it. We don't care. And now it's come down to a point where we're going to have to start to begin to care. But there are people who are involved in the anti-immigration movement who are racist and who are scoring political points off of it. That doesn't mean that everybody who has a concern about it is, but there are people that are. And all you have to do is go to the Southern Poverty Law Center's webpage, and they've got documentation of it.
Exactly. And you know what's scary is that the pendulum is going to swing the other way sooner or later, and that's what's scary. And, you know, we're going to find ourselves, you know, in the not-too-distant future, being in the same situation if we're not careful. It's just disgusting. But you know what they say, if you don't want to think, vote Republican.
Yep, you got it.
You have a great weekend. Take care, Chair.
All right, see ya.
All right, see ya.
Let's go to Devin in Denver. Devin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing, Jay?
Good.
Good. I was actually calling in this whole minimum wage debate and all of this. When it first came up several months ago, I took the time to write to my congressman because it really is something that concerns me. I've worked in the service industry and made the $2.13 an hour you make working as a waitress. And I wrote to Tancredo, Allard, and Salazar. And first off, I got a response from Allard in about a week, and it wasn't positive, but at least it was complete.
Right.
At least said why he wasn't going to support the bill. It was still crap, but it was still a reason. Tancredo, as usual, wasn't using his brain. I don't know what that man thinks with, but clearly not his brain. Because he gave me all this hookie about small businesses and all these bills.
Well, they always use that small business. They always use that small business analogy when in reality studies have shown that that's false.
Right, and these bills also had built-in provisions for small businesses so that they would have a slower increase.
That's because Tancredo's in the pocket of big business, and so is Allard.
Yeah, absolutely. And what really disturbed me was good old Ken. He took the longest to get back to me. His response was a form letter that didn't even address the minimum wage issue. And so I called and I asked. I said, I really want to hear what his view on this is, and I have never received a response. And that, frankly, makes me angry.
Well, yeah, that would make me angry too. I don't even know how he voted on it. I never saw his vote, so I don't know. I don't know how he voted. I don't know whether he voted yes or no on the minimum wage.
Yeah, and he won't respond to his constituents, so I don't know either. And it just makes me so angry because I was a minimum wage worker for a very long time, and it's hard. And everyone, tip your waitress. That's all we live off of. I mean, the living wage here in Colorado is $11.15 an hour.
Right.
And minimum wage is $5.15, and for those of us who work service, $2.13 an hour.
I know, it's wrong. It's definitely wrong, and it hasn't been raised since 1997, and it's stuck at $5.15 an hour. Meanwhile, these people voted themselves a raise in both the Senate and the House of Representatives. I mean, it's hypocritical. It's morally wrong. We're talking about something that is morally wrong.
It is wrong, and you'll see, you'll just see these people who we're good people. We work our rear ends off, and we can't make ends meet. We have to sacrifice. We have to decide. Well, are we going to eat this week, or are we going to have heat this week?
Yep, it's. I agree with you. I agree 100%.
And people, I love when I see these people who are salaried workers and are more than making ends meet walk past a homeless person and say, well, you should get a job. I'm like, really, at this point, what is that going
to
do?
Salazar voted yes for the minimum wage. He voted to raise it.
Good. I'm glad. I just wish he'd respond to his constituents. We voted for him. We deserve answers from him.
Yeah, I would say so. Devin, thank you. Appreciate it. Great call.
No problem, Jay. Have a good vacation.
Okay. Two lines open at 303-713-7600, 946-14 before 10. Open phones. Anything you want to talk about, minimum wage, immigration, whatever it is that may be on your mind, the war in Iraq.
The only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOWS.
Save big on beautiful, energy-efficient windows from American Exteriors. How do we save you so much? We eliminate the middleman. At American Exteriors, you always get the right replacement window at a clear value because we're the manufacturer. Call today and get 1996 prices.
The only number you need to know.
Dad, are you okay? I've never seen a national monument topple over on someone before.
I'm fine. Thinking about that great little beach near the hotel got me through it.
You've just witnessed Hotels.com euphoria, that overwhelming feeling of joy you get from realizing you booked the perfect hotel just right for you. Thanks to the experts at Hotels.com.
You had to use the stairs to go up the St. Louis Arch?
Yeah, but it gave me an excuse to soak in that phenomenal hot tub at the hotel afterwards.
That's Hotels.com euphoria. With over 25,000 properties and easy-to-use online tools like virtual tours and customer reviews, Hotels.com makes it easy for you to get a great deal on the places you want to stay. Experience Hotels.com euphoria for yourself. Go to Hotels.com or call the experts at 1-800-3-HOTELS now to see this week's hot deals.
Like Hotels.com's summer getaway sale. Going on now. Get great deals on destinations like New York, Orlando, San Francisco, and more. Hotels.com. We know hotels inside and out.
Same-sex wedding picture. Find all the details on AM760.net. It's Pride, Not Prejudice with AM760 Progressive Talk.
The Army National Guard.
My name is Cheryl Hatcher. I joined the National Guard because of September 11th. I wanted to make the difference in the world. The Guard is a huge help to the community. It's amazing just the support that we give to the community and that the community gives to us. If you were someone coming to me saying, I want to join the Guard, I would absolutely say that it's really one of the best decisions. We're going to give you your education. No, there's no way of saying, you know, I can't afford it. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's say you woke up, jumped in the shower, brushed your teeth, hopped in the car, grabbed your everyday drive-through breakfast sandwich, and hit the office where the boss asked you how you were, and you said, great. But your boss could tell you were lying. Everyone could tell. Your routine turned you into a soulless creature of habit. Einstein Brothers Bagels thinks that's no way to live. So we've created what we believe are the best breakfast sandwiches in the world. Like the Spicy Elmo, a fluffy bacon and scallion omelet layered with real Swiss cheese and a spicy chili schmear. All in a fresh baked hollow roll. So now you can hop in the car, grab a Spicy Elmo and hit the office. Where the boss will come up to you and ask how you are. And you'll say, great. And your boss will see that you truly are great. You're poised for greatness. And he'll shiver in awe and tell you to get back to work. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a Spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Listen this Sunday at 1 p.m. to The Safe Money Show with Troy Hampshire and Troy Cunningham. Learn how to crash-proof your retirement. Protect your investments in the stock market, 401k, and IRAs for the future. Remember to tune in Sunday at 1 p.m. right here.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to 2 Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to 2 each Saturday.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, the must-see documentary Why We Fight, an unflinching look at the anatomy of the American war machine. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
951. 9 minutes away from 10 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin. Last couple of minutes here before vacation, then we got a whole host of people sitting in next week, including Big Ed Schultz and David Sirota and a bunch of other people. All right, let's go to the phones because we've got folks that have been hanging on here for quite a while. And let me go to John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I looked up two things in the dictionary, and I just wanted to read the descriptions and see if you agree with me.
Okay.
A sudden and decisive change of government, illegally or by force. Do you think we've experienced that over the last 2 years?
Illegally, but not by force.
Right. I agree. That's a coup.
I think that big business has taken over government, and I think it's gone, been going on.
My exact point.
For about, I guess probably 30, 35, 40 years now.
Lately it's gotten to the point where drug companies are setting they're lobbying and
yes.
successfully for the laws that
yes.
apply to their
yes.
profits.
Yes, you're absolutely correct about that. I agree with you 100%.
So you would agree with me then that we've experienced some kind of a coup here?
Yes, or as David Sirota calls it, a hostile takeover, and I think the only way to get it out of it is we have to go to public financing of elections so that they can, so that big corporations can stop, so they're prevented from contributing to people running for office. Because, you know, here's the thing. Go look at, well, you know, look, they caught Bill Frist here about a month and a half, 2 months ago, sticking some legislation in that would protect some pharmaceutical company in the middle of the night in an earmark appropriations bill and defense spending. I mean, this kind of stuff goes on all the time, and these lobbyists for these pharmaceutical companies and for other big corporations are writing the laws. I mean, the National Labor Relations Board, for instance, is stacked with people. Now, the National Labor Relations Board is supposed to look out for you and I, the worker, and it's stacked with people out of corporate America.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we've been totally had, and this is the problem. We've been totally and completely had. And if people don't wake up to the fact that we need public financing, that we need to get these people out, and that the only way we're going to get them out is a twofold thing, public financing, and that all of us have got to go to a candidate that we deem worthy enough and pony $25 and bunch together and use the model of a lot of little money pushing the big money out, then we're going to continue going down the highway to hell. If you go look at most of the major federal agencies, they've all got people with big business connections, whether it's oil or whether it's financial, whatever it is. I mean,
well, as you say, that's the system that's been fostered over the past 30 years or so. And
yes.
I'm the same age as you, and I've lived through Vietnam and Watergate and all that stuff, and I find it amazing at how apathetic most people are about these issues.
Well, most people don't know what's going on.
Well, they're much like I would like to be, and like most people are, which is you wake up in the morning, you have a family, you have responsibilities, you want to go to work, you want to have a decent wage, you want to make sure that your kids are protected in a healthcare system that's going to actually take care of problems when they arise, and you don't have to get a third mortgage on your house because your son is sick. And these issues are things that most people would rather not have to do.
Most people out there, if you look at polls, most people out there know something is wrong, but they don't know what it is.
Well, you said people need to wake up. What's the alarm clock going to be?
Well, the alarm clock is going to be that people like you and myself are going to continue to have to keep talking about it, and that we're going to have to try to talk to everybody
about it. I'd like to see people use some scary words like coup. It fits. And the other one that fits truly, and people balk at this, but if you go online to dictionary.com and type in fascism,
yeah,
even if you spell it wrong, it'll give it to you. Okay? And it says a system of government marked by centralization of authority under a dictator, and that's debatable whether he's a dictator, but he got there illegally. Stringent socioeconomic controls, we have that. Suppression of the opposition through terror and censorship, well, we have that. And typically a policy of belligerent nationalism, which we have, and racism, which we have.
You know, here's the thing I think is going to do it. It doesn't make any difference whether you're Republican or Democratic, because Democrats do it too. Look at whoever it is that you want to vote for, or that somebody says to you, I'm voting for so-and-so. All right, let's look at the election. I'm voting for Bob Beaupre. Okay? How much corporate money did Bob Beaupre take in campaign contributions? Show me his record about how much money he took versus how much Bill Ritter took. And I'm going to show you that I'm willing to bet you, without having looked at it, without having done an extensive search, and you can online, but I'm willing to bet you that he has taken money from corporations for the votes that he has done. As a matter of fact, one of the votes that he made about banking enriched his own self-interest, because he's president of a rather large banking chain. And those are the things that people are going to have to begin to wake up to,
well,
as to how much corporate money they've taken.
Though, I find it very frustrating when something like that, that's a little bit more obscure than something like, let's say, Dick Cheney, who it was just huge news that he was involved with Halliburton.
Yes, but
and now that Halliburton's stock goes up 600 times, wouldn't that suggest that there's a...
That would suggest a problem, but it's not as obscure as you think it is, because you're looking at a local situation and you're looking at a local election, and that's where you're going to have to start making the change, is you're going to have to start doing it on a local basis. You're going to have to start saying to people, how much corporate money did they take, and if they took it, what are they expected to give in return for the corporate money that they took? That's what you're going to have to start asking people about candidates.
I love you, man. You piss me off every day, and that's what I need.
John, I love you too, man, and I'll see you when I get back.
All right.
All right, we'll talk again. All right, that's it. I'm gone. I'm on vacation, and I hope you guys have a good time with all the people who sit in, and I'll be back on July the 5th. And thank you so much for participating in the program this morning. I really do appreciate it. You know what? It's our America, and we can take it back, and we will take it back. And we'll start taking it back in November.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just a buck a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com.
Do you have a home improvement project? House need painting? Need a new roof? Building a...